Blog Talk Radio.
At the time when Jesus. Everybody wanna go heaven, but them don't wanna die. Want $1 million to fall out the sky. Know how to get paid, but afraid to try. Don't wanna inhale, but wanna get high. Know why, but don't know if it's a lie. Hate airplanes, cause they afraid to fly. Don't eat meat, but wear leather on their feet. Hate to be, but can't stay in AC. Love someone, but don't know who they are. Afraid of the spotlight, but wanna be the star. Live life in the fast lane, but don't wanna crash. Talking about saving money, but dipping in the stash. Wanna dress jiggy, but low on cash. Wanna get drunk, then show they ass. Wanna be smart, but don't go to class. Wanna be down, but don't wanna be last.
Life is a game that we all play. Make it better.
Welcome to the Helios Biblios Hour, the Book of the Sun. I'm your host, Dry Bones, and we are going to put you in another state of mind called real reality today. Man, let me tell you, special shout out. What a lovely weekend with the band. Shout out to the band last night. Oh, my goodness. If y'all never heard of Gigi's Music Cafe, y'all better go check that out. Black owned 10 years anniversary. Of course, we played for it. Beautiful thing out there in Fort Lauderdale. Oh, my goodness. What a place. Anyway, we back to the reality that there is positivity being fermented. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. I think the confrontational events are waking up people around the world. Many people are starting to see The percentages ain't high, but just enough to still be called the remnant. Today's program is the Triple G Show, God, Guns, and Gold. We're hopefully to have a special guest. My man, we've been on here before. He, I hope he's listening. So he knows that he need to hit the run number one button. And we're going to get him on. My man Charles Campbell came on here with the beautiful, beautiful book about our enemy, the black enemy. Y'all remember that? He was talking about the boule. Well, we hope to get him in here around the 11 o'clock time frame. So stay with us. This show is practically going to blow your mind because it's real. Facts matters on this program. If you don't know that by now, you're on the wrong program. Now, we might get a little emotional, but that's okay. Because emotion with facts is still a fact. Just how you say it. I can say it soft for all you la-di-da-dies out there. Oh, everything going to be all right, even though the New World Order is about to kill half of you. But don't worry. Well, I can say it, man. Y'all better wake the fuck up because the New World Order about to get your asses in a serious mix if you give up your guns. Now, guns, part of Triple G today. God will be first. See, in order to pull this off, God got to be in the equation. Oh, yeah, you can't pull this off without a God complex that you would want to disarm a population based on the fact that the rich would still have weapons. This is the part I'm trying to see if you're going to wake up on. Now, I know we had some devastational events, especially here in Florida. And I got the whole, see, I'm playing today with facts. See, I got the court cases right in front of me. I'm going to go right here to my next screen and pull them all up. I got every state when you allow black folks to get guns. Yeah, yeah. All started in Virginia in 1640. Race-based total gun and self-defense ban prohibiting Negro slaves and free. So if you was a Negro and free from carrying a weapon, including a club. This is in Virginia. I'm gonna go all the way down. I got all your states today so you can talk all the bullshit to the people you don't, who don't. You can't come on here thinking you could talk to us without having facts. Your hyperbole of dissertation might be sounding good, but if facts is not in it, it don't mean shit. So let's get busy with the facts today. Now, we all know. God, we told you last week, you are in the Inquisition. I'm going to get it done quick so I can bring y'all in because, you know, I'm going to get my man in here. If he's going to call in here, I'll get him in about 11-ish, so we're going to get busy. And I got a little message for him because, remember, he's supposed to be an inventor. I got a message for him. When he gets ready to come on here because the inventors, ooh, y'all in danger. If you're for real, y'all in danger. So we're going to keep talking right now about the facts. God first. Because today's program, Triple G, baby. And we ain't conquered Triple D. I know y'all been watching food all the time. But this Triple G. So, God, guns, and gold. Let's go with the God first, as always. Last week, without a doubt, we equivocally told you that the great Spanish Inquisition is live and well in America. How do I know? Look at the January 6th committee. That's an inquisition. See, that's an inquisition. That means there's nothing adversarial about this hearing. It's strictly prosecuting, period. It's a prosecuting entity, strictly to prosecute, not to come up with anything other than prosecution. Now, you can pretend you know the gun laws, which is probably what many of you are doing, pretending you know the gun laws. Bet you don't know what you can do in your car and all that stuff because it's in there. It took a long time. It's because some remnant, see, the remnant's a deep word. You could be a remnant of idiots. Mainly, there's just a remnant of idiots affecting the masses. See, the masses ain't really going out to kill nobody. Otherwise, it'd be a civil war already. If we was out there just killing each other up, use your senses right now. You got five of them. Some of you got six. I'm talking to you in the five, but the six, you should already know what I'm about to say. So if you already letting a remnant in the negative not a remnant in the positive, even though it could be multi-versed. It seems the remnant in the negative is getting the headlines. It affecting the masses, so the masses come out to demonstrate as if you're going to be protected if this event takes place. Now, you already had people tell you that they want you unarmed while they got security forces around them. Don't you know that all the politicians got a security team if need be? That should wake you up right there, that they got protection. Anybody, now here's what I got a problem with. They got this group called Ruth Sent Me. Now, they go on into the Supreme Court justices' houses. Now, I'm trying to figure out how much money do they make that they got to be living in a regular residential? I thought they'd be on, like, you know, gated community. Shit, we got people here around gated communities don't run shit. Got jobs. They in gated community. So you tell me the Supreme Court justice who rules the country through the order of Saturn. I ain't going to get too deep to after 12. The order, I'm just going to put it out there. The order of Saturn sits on the court and they need protection from a regular group of white folks who gone berserk claiming they're going to save the country. Now, I could see if it was legitimate. Because you got to only beat them in court. You, what you're doing is the Batman. But that's cool. You're doing the Batman. But I told y'all, facts and history or factual history will all align this together because I told you God is the root cause. He's the root cause. It's God. You're going to church to worship the war God. You don't know he's a war God, but he tells you in Exodus 15:3, I am a man of war. A god of war, that means supreme strategist of all weaponry of defense. So God is running this program. I know you don't think that, but you will by the end of this program if you got any sense. Because in the beginning, weapons had to be made. All you got to do is look at Genesis. I would give you the name, but the name is Tubal. A metallurgist, meaning one maker of weapons. So right there, you sound stupid going against God. Oh, this is going to be fun today. I love this. Now, we told you that the Great Inquisition, Islam and Judaism is the same religion. I'm not making this up. I'm going to let them tell you. And the crypto Jew, which it wants to be called now, is crypto Jew because Marranos, they claim, is sacrilegious. So I'm going to get my portion out the way first so we can get y'all in here because I told you we're a continuation of infinity of time. So whatever show you hear, I can go right to the memory banks and pull it up. And we got so much that y'all gave out. We got battles with Dane Calloway. I wrote on Dane Calloway thread the other day because he had an issue with Nasheed, Tariq Nasheed. I was like, dude, you don't know about that? See, they catch up. It's called catch up to the game. We already know the game, so these new schoolers are catching up, and I love them. So keep on catching, baby, because that catch up going to be good in a minute. Wait till you see how sweet it is. Now, let's get back to where we're going to be. God, if you're going to stay in church today, God loves everybody. But in the scriptures, Exodus 53, I'm a man of war. So I don't know how, and then, how could he love everybody? He wants to kill everybody. Everybody got to go. So I don't think you know who God is, personally. But you will today. God has a strange way of showing up with guns. And what they call the Inquisidors. Didn't I tell you they all over here? Didn't I tell you the Inquisition? By the end of the day, you will be saying, damn, facts do matter. Yeah. Because the Inquisidors are right here. They migrated secretly. And I'm going to give you all the countries. So you can see that we only give the facts. ain't my problem. You can't comprehend it.
In 610 CE, after years of tortuous oppression by the Byzantine Christians, the Jews of the Arabian Peninsula were living in relative safety as respected craftsmen, metalworkers, and jewelers. At the same time, in a cave near Mecca, Muhammad, the founder of Islam, claimed he had received revelatory visions, visions that indirectly would impact Jewish life, for better and for worse, forever. Muhammad ibn Abdullah was born in 570 in the Arabian town of Mecca. He had a difficult childhood. His father died before he was born, and he lost his mother when he was only six, so he was ultimately raised by an uncle, a merchant who taught Muhammad many tricks of the trade. Muhammad learned quickly, and by the time he was a teenager, he had earned the nickname El Amin, the one you can trust. As he grew older, Muhammad became aware of the moral deficiency of his fellow Meccans. They worshipped idols, neglected women and the poor, and were materialistic. He was increasingly disturbed by this reality and began to spend more and more time alone, meditating and fasting. According to Muslim tradition, it was during this period that Muhammad received a life-changing revelation in the form of the angel Gabriel. Gabriel commanded Muhammad to spread the belief in one God, or Allah in Arabic, and recite divine verses that would eventually be included in the Quran, Islam's central religious text. 3 years later, Muhammad set out to share his vision. But while the minority Jews and Christians believed in a singular God, most of the surrounding Arabs were polytheists and did not. This didn't deter Muhammad, however. In the beginning, he managed to convert around 40 people in spite of opposition from the merchants of Mecca, whose trade depended on the city's pagan rites and religious sites. In 622, an assassination threat forced Muhammad and his small band of followers, known as the Companions or Believers, to flee to Medina, a city almost 300 miles away. The people of Medina responded more favorably to Muhammad's message, perhaps because of their contact with the many monotheistic Jewish tribes who had lived in the region for generations. Muhammad believed in the same attributes of God that the Jews did, and even adopted many Jewish customs. He and his followers prayed toward Jerusalem, fasted on the Jewish Day of Atonement, and adhered to dietary laws that shared striking resemblance to Judaism's dietary laws, kashrut. He also adopted the Jewish ritual of circumcision. Muhammad assumed that because of these similarities, the Jews would look favorably upon Islam and be willing converts. But he was wrong. The Jews put up a strong resistance to Muhammad's claims of prophecy. For starters, Muhammad claimed to be a prophet centuries after the end of the Jewish era of prophecy. Malachi, the last Jewish prophet, had died some 1,000 years earlier. And according to Jewish tradition, the seal of prophecy was only to be reopened when the Jews were able to return to their spiritual center of Jerusalem at the end of days. It was also unacceptable to the Jews that Muhammad viewed Jesus as a prophet. In addition to conflicting religious beliefs, the Jews were concerned that, like Jesus, Muhammad would be deified, and they would once again experience terrible persecution. As time went on, relations devolved further. Muhammad and his believers levied accusations of treachery against the Jews, and they fought and massacred many. When they laid siege on the forts of the Jewish tribe of Banu Qurayza, all of the men were beheaded, and the women and children enslaved. Who survived? The few who agreed to convert. Muhammad reportedly said, "Had only 10 Jews or 10 rabbis followed me, every single Jew on earth would have followed me." In 628, Muhammad's now 700 followers attacked Kabar, the largest Jewish community of the Arabian Peninsula, and burned down their date palm groves, destroying their main source of livelihood. The Jews were then forced to surrender and give up 50% of their harvest as a form of taxation. This tax, known as the jizya tax, was a means of humiliation and discrimination that would endure for centuries in Islamic law. After his death, Muhammad's followers continued to conquer the Middle East, both militarily and ideologically. Within 10 years, they conquered the land of Israel, then known as Palestine, Syria, Egypt, Mesopotamia, and Persia. They advanced across North Africa and in 711 conquered Spain. By the middle of the 8th century, 90%...
Now, y'all just got the layout. Now, I want you to think a minute, black folks. Those areas where he was at, they're desert land. Desert. Ain't no white folks. Think about that for a minute. Just marinate on that one. Ain't no white folks. Now, I'll challenge any scholar. That's how confident I am with the facts. Ain't no white folks. And then, first of all, The letter J wasn't even invented yet. So ain't no Jews. That's just facts. Can you handle the facts is the question. Now, I told you, it's a secret order and all this. I've been telling you this. I will continue to tell you it's a secret order behind this. You just seen the dietary laws are the same. Interesting. Same holidays. Interesting. Same angel gives communication from outer space. The angel Gabriel. Interesting. All the L's are there. The elements. I'm going to go at 12. We'll get into all that later on. So right there to tell you, wow. Now, here's where it gets deep. See, they tell you to your face that you're in the Great Inquisition, but you're not listening because you have ears and cannot hear, have eyes and cannot see. This is in your own book. I told you the 400 years, 7-Eleven. 7-Eleven. I'm going to get me a Slurpee later. You know, I don't even know how obvious this occult world is to you if you can't comprehend it. It's really scary. But, you know, it is what it is. Yeah, 7-Eleven. They just said all of North Africa. Now, when I read my history given to me by A.J. Rogers and all the Schumbergs and all the great ones, it said that the army was called the Black Guard. I did a whole program on this when I first found out. I said, the Black Guard. I go look up the Black Guard, man, named the most vicious, dark-skinned Sudanese on the planet. But I ain't going to go there today because I don't want you to get caught up in the black and white game, even though they're all black army. And did you hear the tax? The same tax is on you today. That tax, the jizzy tax. Especially in you, in Buffalo, in Cleveland, and Detroit. All the so-called jizzy tax states. Let's go to the jizzy tax state. We'll get to that later. Yeah, yeah. And then all of a sudden we find out they killed the plant life that they sustain on, just like they killed the buffalo in Buffalo. Boy, I could do a whole show just on virtual reality right now. Yeah, they did the same playbook. Kill off. You know how we're going to do? We're going to kill off the buffalo. And that will just destroy their whole soil. Ain't that what you just heard before white folks even entered the sub-interior of Africa? Because they did not enter the sub-interior of Africa because that's where Mohammedan was at. Just look at the maps, the old ancient maps of Ethiopia or with an A. Or I, however you want to. I'm not even going to debate that today. It doesn't make sense because obviously you know it was a black army. A black army did this. Okay, now I'm going to go even further. Question is, who are the cryptos and who's pushing crypto and out of the cryptos? Who are the cryptos? That's what you better be asking yourself. Now, one has already identified herself. She identified herself one time as indigenous. I said, well, get the, you got to be joking. And then later on, secretly had a meeting somewhere and said, I am Jewish. I said, oh, hell no. We ain't playing this game today. We can't have y'all being this crazy. So we got to bring it on the Helios and put the sunshine on it. Listen to who told you who's ruling the Americas.
At a Hanukkah celebration in 2018, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, the popular Puerto Rican congresswoman from New York, surprised a small crowd by announcing that she has Jewish ancestry.
My family consisted of Sephardic Jews.
Later that same week, a groundbreaking study came out of Latin America. After testing DNA samples from 6,000 randomly selected people across the region, researchers found that 23% of them had at least 5% of their DNA from Spanish Jewish heritage. Back in 2015, the Spanish government announced that they'd grant citizenship to any non-Spaniards who could prove that they are descendants of Jews who were expelled from the country in the 15th century. By late 2019, Spain revealed that they had received 127,000 applications. The most popular countries? Mexico, Venezuela, and Colombia. All this points to one big question. Why do so many Latin Americans have Jewish heritage? To understand the answer, we've got to go back to the year 1492. Two huge historical events took place that year, and both had serious lasting consequences. First, Spain started to colonize the Americas. And second, back on their side of the Atlantic, the Spanish government enacted the Alhambra Decree, which forced Jews to either convert to Catholicism or leave the country for good. Spain had already been murdering or forcibly converting Jews for over a century. That was part of the Spanish Inquisition. But this was the final nail in the coffin. Now, Jews had only two options, get baptized or get out. Nobody knows exactly how many Jews chose the second option and fled. Keeping a census of Jewish citizens wasn't exactly a priority for medieval Spain. On the low end, some historians think it was tens of thousands, though others think it could have been as many as 1 million. Regardless, it seems that most of Spain's Jews decided to stick around and agreed to become Catholics. But not all Jews handled the transition the same way. Some weren't very religious to start with, so changing creeds wasn't such a hard choice given the alternative. These types of converts became known as New Catholics. Others were determined to practice their Judaism in secret. They were called Marranos, but today that's generally considered a derogatory term, and the phrase crypto-Jews has become more popular. In Hebrew, both groups are called Anusim, which means people who are forced to abandon their Judaism, and in English they are known as conversos, literally people who converted. Regardless of the name, back in the 1400s, the Spanish Inquisition and later Spanish policies had one goal when it came to Judaism, eliminate it. At the same time, Spain ramped up its colonization of the Americas. Over the next four centuries, millions of Spaniards arrived on the shores of the New World. Even though the government tried to restrict the movement of conversos, it was really difficult to keep track of them, since they were, after all, Catholics now. Many conversos wound up escaping to the Americas, hoping to start a new life. But the Spanish government caught on and sent agents of the Inquisition to the American colonies to locate undercover Jews. When they found them, they burned them at the stake. Despite the dangers, lots of conversos held on to Jewish traditions in private. Some lit candles on Friday nights, others refused to eat leavened bread around Easter, which always falls within a few days of Passover. As generations passed, the descendants of those original conversos began noticing curious things about their families. Like, why do we place stones on our family's graves? How come mom never cooks pork like everyone else? And why does grandma refuse to travel on Saturdays? Today, with DNA tests that are popular and affordable, more and more Latin Americans, from the southern tip of Chile to the deserts of New Mexico, are discovering that they have Jewish ancestry. Their reactions are...
Okay, now, let's get busy. Now, y'all heard, it said 400 years. Ain't that the Bible story? 400 years. They came over with the Moors. Morano, Moore, they don't want you to go back and say, oh, that's unacceptable because so they want you to call crypto. And guess who the cryptos are? Fidel Castro, crypto. Yeah. Probably soon we'll find out because if he's crypto, then Trudeau is crypto. Trudeau, Canada, crypto. That means a secret order of Jews are ruling parts of the Americas. And AOC, who the one who said, and I got to play this. This is the chick who claims she's Jewish now. She says she's Jewish. Remember that. And this Jew must want to do, she must want to have Armageddon. Look what she said.
We're not going to be here for much longer because of the climate crisis. We only have a few months left. I love that you support the Green Deal, but it's not getting rid of fossil fuel. It's not going to solve the problem fast enough. A Swedish professor saying, you know, we can eat dead people, but that's not fast enough. So I think your next campaign slogan has to be this. We got to start eating babies. We don't have enough time. There's too much CO2. All of you, you're pollutants. Too much CO2. We have
now,
to start.
A carbon tax? That's what the carbon tax is, carbon footprint that y'all heard of recently. And look what y'all, how y'all slip by. That's why I can't trust black folks right now. I'm scared of y'all. Anybody can listen to three statements. Chick says she's Jewish, and she wants to eat her slogan. They promote her campaign slogan, we must eat the babies. And y'all okay with that? The question my man Charles going to ask, says black folks deserve a mass killing I'm going to let y'all be the ones to decide that when he come on. But we about to get hot. I'm just throwing on a little bit of gasoline because I'm about to cook some barbecue today. 8554, you on the air.
Well, the governor of Illinois is Jewish.
Oh! Let's go with the party. Let's go with the party, baby. Because we about to get hot. Go ahead. It's on you.
You lock down the state. You implement vaccine mandates. Mass mandates. The people from the political party downstate, they're trying to strip him of his COVID-19 emergency powers, because right now he just renewed the emergency act for COVID-19, and it's like any time he can go back and say, "Hey, y'all need to put the mask back on and this, that, wop, whatever." And
wow.
At the same time, right now, real time, every 2 to 3 days, bro, our gas goes up. It's over $6 now.
Ours too. Yeah, you with us. You're at 6. We just hit 5. In some areas,
mm-hmm.
It's 4.
Oh, we're
4
over
90.
6 now.
Yeah, well, that's for regular. I'm talking about regular. It's over.
Right,
it's there
right.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah. I'm talking about, yeah, that big gas is already 6. Those you got big cars, you know, think y'all driving luxury cars. Y'all about to get it, but go ahead.
Mm-hmm. Now, if I'm not mistaken, Lori Lightfoot's wife, husband, whatever the fuck you want to call her, I think she's Jewish. Now, what was interesting yesterday, now, they have these marches across the country. I guess what you call it, a march of freedom, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we had a few things going on here at the same time, which flew under the radar. Now, one of the churches over here, it was a Catholic church, St. Sabina, ran by a white priest, Papa Flavor, in a black neighborhood, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
They
I know
were
Father
having
Blake.
A... Right,
yeah.
Right. He,
mm-hmm.
They were having an event to get people to turn in their guns, no questions asked, whatever. But now, the underlying event happened on the opposite side of town, Lori Lightfoot's neighborhood. Now, we were talking about these different protests for the abortion rights and everything. Now, an important situation that's going here now, you know, they're supposed to be building a brand new Obama Center, Obama Center here in the golf course with the help from Tiger Woods. Now, with that being said, that's pricing a lot of people out of a certain neighborhood on the southeast side. And so they were actually at Lori Lightfoot's house yesterday protesting.
Wrong.
So there was
no
like,
news.
Look.
Hold on. No news coverage, though. Thank you for that one. We would never have known that. Thank
maybe
you.
They had, you saw a clip, maybe a minute or two clip, but like I said, then they went
now
on to the other
news.
Stuff, like
I'm
what you
my,
just
I'm
said.
In Florida. I'm in Florida. Ain't no news.
Right.
Show.
But, bro, this has been going on for a minute, though. Ain't nobody talking about it.
So we don't
and
see it.
Exactly.
If
they don't want
y'all,
you to see it. Basically,
if
they want you to distract with other bullshit.
Wasn't for y'all, the dry bones on the hill, telling what y'all see in y'all own regional areas, we would never have known some of the stuff we hear.
Right.
Go ahead.
So basically, they were protesting at a house, and they called out Lightfoot saying, look, you said that, you know, during this transition, whatever, you was going to make sure secure that people over there, and basically it's in the Woodline neighborhood, which is down the street, it's in the area University of Chicago, you said that, you're going to make sure that a lot of us will be able to get some affordable housing. She reneged on the deal.
Wow. Wow. That reneged on the deal, and we got the – wow. Oh, man. I hope y'all listen today because this is a Triple G show, baby. God, guns, and gold. Special guest Charles Campbell, man. Hold tight. Let me get some more on you over here. Don't keep yourself in the queue because, you know, we want you, that's just deep right there. That blew my mind. She going to renege on the deal. Now, what about Kim? Let me take one more question for you. Kim Fox beating up her husband out here, but I don't know how bad she beat him up. But boy, she looked
another Soros stooge. What happened? Her and the fight. Well, supposedly she slapped her husband. Here we go with the slap again. And so they got the arguing or whatever. She threw his video game console at him or something. But the details still ain't clear how the argument started. But somehow, yeah, they got into a physical altercation, and the police was called. And she came out and made a statement and said, we appreciate, we want y'all respect our privacy, whatever. But then right there and then, that puts her on blast in terms of her being on George Soros' payroll. She's another Cook County State's attorney. It's controlled by Soros.
Now, let me just say this about the source. A black woman. Now, y'all send a lot of stuff. I got you 3364 coming in. Y'all send a lot of stuff in. I mean, it looked like even the one of the guys in California, his parents is from the Weather Underground. We just played a tape with my man up there in Chicago for the Black Panthers, Fred Hampton. He said the Weather Underground, he didn't want to deal with those groups. You know that California... The guy who's the district attorney letting all the so-called people in who just got recalled, family members is connected to that. So we ought to watch who we letting George Soros, a Hungarian, I'm not going to say Jew because their ancient name is Kazar, because no way they could be Jew.
Right.
Because the time we're talking now, everybody, about 1492, the letter J wasn't even invented yet. It was invented by monks. Okay, let's go to 3364. We about to get busy up in here today.
Hey. Hey, look at here, Yehudu. Hey, I heard something in Chicago, man. The Black Star people getting people to turn in their weapons, too, for some, what you call that, MFTs or MTFs or whatever the hell that shit is.
Yeah. What is it?
So that's what the Black Star people trying to do that, man.
That's in Chicago, too?
In Chicago.
Oh, yes, my sir. God.
You talking about the Black Star Project, right?
Right. Back, okay,
yes,
go ahead.
Sir.
Okay, there you go.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Man.
Tell us what it is. What is that? So we know, because a lot of people across the country
didn't
know what
that is. They took their name after Marcus Garvey, but Derek probably know more about them than I do, man. But they supposed to be helping for black people.
All right, go ahead. You got the mic. It's your turn. Go ahead.
Yeah, I just want to say one more thing. About, I sent y'all a list from Gateway Pundit. But since Biden been elected, a whole bunch of food processing places being blown up, caught on fire.
That's scary. 95. That's why it's 95. Oh my goodness! I went crazy when I seen that. Go ahead, keep going.
That's why it's a so-called chicken shortage, man. They tearing up the chickens and the damn turkeys, man.
Dude, it's a hold on, brother West, stay with me. You see how much chicken they got?
Yeah.
They killed over a million. One was 900.
Yeah.
And 95 chickens
was
killed. I said, I'm excited because the chicken wings about to get crazy up in here. Now, let me tell you something. When you said that, bro, I looked at that. I got chills. I said, damn. But you know what it said earlier? It said, it still ain't considered a food shortage yet. That's what it said.
Yeah.
At the beginning of the article, it said, it ain't really a food shortage yet, but look what's going on. I said, man, by the end of the summer, it's a food shortage if this continues. Go ahead, jump in.
I worked at General Mills a couple of years ago, and then they said an airplane crashed in the General Mills where they make cereals at General Mills plant right here, not too far from my house, man. This stuff going crazy, man. They trying to manufacture this stuff, man.
Dude, I seen that, and I want everybody to know. This crew right here be sending some of the most. I mean, you can't get news. And everything that y'all sending has to be looked at. And guess what? You got to give credit to the Gateway Pundit and all these groups out there. Got to give credit to a lot of you out there that's going viral, because we wouldn't know. See, we are panopticons. We actually tape it ourselves. Everything that go on, we tape it. I was watching a sports yesterday, and one of the teams from the Rangers, New York, y'all got to get classier, man. Y'all barbaric bastards. Think about it. You gonna hit a dude in the damn stadium from Tampa. He got banned for life. The fans are getting emotionally like the gladiator days, like we said when we did a show a long time ago. We did the fall of the American Empire. Said we would turn just like the Roman Empire. Gladiator sports would be the thing. Talk shows would be actually the richest people would be cooks. Cooking channels and all that. I said, man, it can't be, but it is. It's just facts. And I said, man, if you could be thinking that you ain't being taped today, guess what? You are, and they don't want to catch you unless you make them catch you, because they got everybody, including all you on this damn line. You've been watched, period, because you watch yourself. Go ahead. I'll give you 2 more minutes. Jump on more. Give me
some
more.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And plus, there's another football league. Well, I think it's called Form Your Something Control Football team league, where it's two teams playing, but you can like call your own plays and they'll run your plays. Michael Irvin involved in that, man. Michael Irvin, Terrell Owens, man.
Right. And it makes sense. You know why it makes sense? I'm going to tell you why. Because I play Madden, and right now we have this conversation. I'm very nervous about putting them glasses on because think about playing Madden with the glasses on. All you who want to be ex-athletes who can't do this shit no more, but you want to do it in your, and can't leave the house because your wife got you locked in. So they're going to make you go virtual. Watch. I'm giving you
all but it's
just
real teams, man. It's some, two,
yeah.
some real
it's teams,
teams
right.
playing.
It's real, right. You virtual. You in the metaverse with them. You in the metaverse with them. You playing exactly with them through the video. I said a long time ago, and I stand by it. NBA championships games. You ain't going to have to go to the game no more. You're going to be virtually able to act like you in the game with the glasses. Now, we could invest in that if y'all really all want to and be, I think, movers and shakers if we think we can do it. But if it's in the hands of what I said, the remnant that's evil, it's the remnant that's good and the remnant that's evil, what hands you think we in, the remnants that evil or good?
It's tough, man. But one more thing. I heard Dr. Short was out there on January 6th filming that, man. Okay, Dr. Randy Short, he was on the Capitol that day with a camera filming stuff, man. I found that out the other day. And then look what happened. He done got real sick now, man, for some reason, man.
Now, he got
crazy,
sick.
Man.
Yeah, he got sick. He got sick. And I do call him, and he does respond. He seems to be – he sends stuff through WhatsApp. And this other one called, it's another thing everybody going to now. Can't think of the name of it, right? But it's three things. It's more things coming out because mainstream media, and he did get sick. Now, again, I can't say why you got sick because I'm not going to speculate because you have the right to know your medical records. Our problem is we telling all our medical records. Let me go to 6661, you next on the fire of the Helios.
Hey, my brother. Great dawnings.
Yes.
Blessed to the ancestors and Jack Bauer, because when Jack Bauer was talking, boy, look at here. This is the real 24/7, man. This is the real 24/7. Where could I start? Well, first of all, most of those who may not be on the bones or maybe those who do be on the bones and listening, because there are people listening, you know, many of those sheep, they don't know Hegelian dialect because they're constantly telling you what they getting ready to do. It's written in the star. They must tell you what they have to do. But where I'm looking at the spectrum is, okay, when I hear everything that's been put out, right, I visited Cuba in 2017. Okay, mm-hmm. Now looking at the Cuban perspective from, say, like South Florida, where we got a mix of everything and then some. Remember there was a mass exodus back in the flotilla, and the flotilla brought migrants that fled. And see, when we compare that to things like what went down in Haiti, what went down throughout the Caribbean, when you have revolts, even going to Cuba, where Castro, he was said to be in the elite. He went to Yale. He was a crypto, supposedly. That was just an opinion. But if we look at those for that level from that perspective, and then the ones that fled from there to South Florida, those were more the ones you see where many of us, you know, they believe that they're entitled. They have their cliques. They're loyal to their cliques. And if you ain't in the clique, you ain't in the clique. And then you have, because when I went back to Cuba, I saw mostly us. And see, when we talk about the Morano perspective and those inbred and things of that nature that spread throughout Latin America, South America, Galinagos, Carafunos, and all across the board to now, man, look at here, South Florida was always created to be the Mecca gateway to the Americas.
Now, let me say this, because you, being not only that you go to Cuba, you from the Bahamas, just go to show everybody that Caribbean is the portal of the pirates. Plain as
the gateway to the
Americas.
Yeah. I'm an American. That's why I say I'm an American.
Because people don't even know what the word means. Now,
they don't even know what it means, my brother.
Y'all brought me Dane. Y'all brought Dane. You know, I've been watching all these cats. A lot of the people I've seen, so many of y'all sitting out for years. Dane been out there. But Dane was coming on with Chief Warhorse out there. Where is Chief Warhorse? Where is these indigenous chiefs? I'm going to say this, because if Alexander Cortez, who's Puerto Rican, and many Puerto Ricans are black. I mean, we can say the color. I mean, come on. I'm from New York. Come on.
Man,
Puerto Ricans were hanging with us first before any other Spanish group. I actually found out that most people don't like each other. Let me finish. When you talk to people, let me finish, dude. When I'm talking, let me finish. Now, you know the Puerto Ricans and other group don't get along. They don't get along because I call Cubans Puerto Ricans, they got mad. I call Puerto Ricans Dominicans, they got mad. They get mad because they all got their identity. Now, tell me that Caribbean, you from the Caribbean, what identity do you think the Bahamians hold in this Caribbean pirate? Because you got Atlantis there. You got Atlantis there. Now, you in Cuba doing your rituals, but what's going on in the Bahamas? Tell us about why that's the richest Epstein there. How could that be, man? Tell me how could that be? You from the Bahamas.
Man, they sold themselves short for the coin, but... Right. A majority of them into that British, English concept. God save the queen. God save the queen and everybody else. Hey, it's whatever.
So it's gold.
Yeah, they caught up in
guns and gold. That's why today's show so deep. Let me get some more calls.
The government ordinance department, gold, oil, diamonds, baby.
Triple G, baby, today.
Triple G. Hey, and what's in the middle of that conference?
Triple G.
Boy, look at here. Triple G.
Now, I'm going to say this. I'm going to take some more calls. Now, I'm going to ask y'all something. Facts matter, so don't think you ain't going to be asked no hard questions on here, like you're going to get slipping away. If y'all know y'all from these islands, and you in America, then you a refugee. Your flag, you still got your country on your goddamn passport. See, don't play this pirate law today. That's why I call it guns. God, guns, and gold. Y'all better understand what I'm talking about. If you don't, better study some more. 90919. You on the Helios. We about to get hotter and hotter before you can't burn up, take all your clothes off. Come on.
How you doing?
I'm doing with you, so let's do it.
Okay, I want you to look up Executive Order 1233. And what that tells you, that all that you're talking about, that will be our key up out of this economic bondage, because we are not in poverty, and I want to stress that 100%. We are in bondage because we must make them return our stolen legacy and of the dynasties of Kushite pharaohs. And because that is our bloodline, and I'm one that can prove it, whoever else gotta prove it too, because if we don't, it will not be us in existence. And the reason why I'm stressing this to you, because we have an organization called NUPAC, Cadre, Nubian People Against Covert Technology. And because we are against covert technology of global white supremacist groups, we must band together and claim our stolen legacy. Now, if you have any questions, I will answer them. But I'm focusing on how to make them return our stolen legacy with demands and high demands and no stipulations and no strings attached. Now, why we don't need no strings attached, because 100 years later, they will come back and resurface these same crimes. So we have to put some stipulations. Is no more of nothing stolen from Nubian nobility. We are as Africans, and it's a mistake to let people keep calling us Africans. We are Nubians. And because we are not recognizing who we are, that white bitch over there calling herself Elizabeth Windsor is calling herself us. And
You're saying some good stuff now. Let's get some clarity so everybody can. Now let me ask you, because Nubian, I seen King Tut's exhibit. It was beautiful. Nubia was there. I seen it for myself. It was unbelievable. There's no way anybody can come out the King Tut exhibit and thinking that these people black that had nothing to do. They even told you that they had wars with the Nubians. Now, question. I'm with that. That's not an issue to me no more. Now, I'm asking you as a queen woman, when you hear people come, women, are actually promoting eating the babies, and then they're promoting, they think eating babies does not mean abortions. It means you're eating the baby. It means you take the baby and you make it a product, a consumption. So you are eating the baby. What's your thought as a queen mother who know a lot what's going on? How you think the Nubian women, who's actually the face of the creation of the so-called products, because Planned Parenthood feeds mainly off black women, how should we think right now about the black woman and what you think the black woman need to do to counteract this spell?
Go back to what I said, the executive order, 1, 2, 3.
Okay.
And what that does is, it puts it neutralizes the United States military or any armed forces committing a crime against humanity. But then what the argument is, I'm not a part of humanity, of your type of humanity.
We need lawyers. Basically, what you're saying, I'm going to take some more calls.
Hold on, because I want everybody to get some time here, so hold tight.
I'm going to say this to all y'all. In order for I got court cases right here in your state. And I just tell you, if you ain't got no president in court, how you going to make it be possible? That's all you on here who listening. Tell me how what she just said is going to make us be able to win a court case if we don't got no lawyers.
You got to have president.
There you go. Let me get some more calls. 0925. We got a few minutes before we bring on our guest. 0925. Let me hear that, because I like what you say. Hold on. We're going to the next caller. We're going to the next caller. 0925. Yeah, go ahead. I hear you.
Okay. Hi. How's everybody?
Man, what's going on, Mother Kelly? Yes. Great to have you on. Right before I called. That's good. Go ahead.
It's good. You know, I've been traveling around and stuff, and, you know, I found myself in Georgia this time. And when I started analyzing, just traveling and seeing the way we live in as a people in different places, one thing came to mind is that when a black man is killed on the street, whether it's gang violence or not, that becomes a crime scene. And so from there, the family have no access to the body. So
right.
When you do the mortician, you got to drain the blood, and then you got to do it with the organs. All right. And far as the guns go, black people are not allowed to make guns in this country. Right. And so they're never attacking illegal guns on the streets. They're only talking about gun owners, gun ownership.
Mm-hmm.
So they're not, they already specified what they're saying.
Mm-hmm.
So the whole thing with that, and now you got people fighting for citizenship. And the only problem with that is that anytime any people come to a place and is labeled as an immigrant, that means that the person on the receiving end has to be a nation established, has to have a constitution, has to have certain laws and decrees. Those are the black people. Black people can never fight for rights in an artificial system. You're when they keep saying 400 years, if I say what happened 300 years ago, nobody can tell me. Nobody. You might say
In regards to what, when you say that, what you mean, in regards to what happened 300 years here in America or the world, which one?
Far as the history, because every time, like, okay, on this show, everybody grab information that we can. It's cool because we prove what they are doing. But as far as the actual history, we still haven't to go to them as a source, and they keep telling us it's lies. So we're finding information based still on lies. Like, for instance, like you mentioned about the court thing, true. We don't have no business being in court because we are not talking about nationality. We're talking about some people, Democrats, one man ideal over another man ideal. Then someone say, well, they're both the same. Okay, then if they're all the same, then why are you still talking about them? Why, you know what I mean?
Well, we try to be citizens. Let's go. I'm going to keep you on for a minute because I want I told you come on and call in because you bring some heat. If that's the case, then I play God first. God was the first in this triple G. So God seems like he set up these governments to extort. Because you just told me that we got nothing to do with it. Who court we should go to? Because I ain't talking about the white man. I'm talking about the jizzy law, the jizzy tax. How come we ain't attacking that? And then I want to know why we ain't attacking the Black Knights of Nigeria.
Hold on. Well, God Bones, when you speak on that, I understand where you're coming from on that. I understand you're coming with the out information. But what I'm trying to say also with the listeners, because to drive most of your points, when you do bring up things that sound foreign and they can't grasp onto that, who's taking time to even research what you just said?
That's true enough.
You know what I mean? To get understanding.
Thank goodness you do because some of what we're going to talk about right now, you gave us the other day. I mean, there is some deep stuff. Remember we were talking about DNA, the Sephardic stuff, and all this. Then you sent me Obama and them and all. You sent the one about the – that's why the show is called Crypto Jew, because you sent me Fidel Castro. I'm going on your information, and it came to be validated. So appreciate you. Go ahead. Give me some more.
All right, so let me just say this for everybody that's listening. The information Dry Bones is coming up with is not that type of easy information. It takes time. I don't know if whatever finances he's putting behind that. So you got to understand that everything we're doing, we're still doing in the globe, just like everybody's acting a certain way. Like we could say there's Black single-family homes, but everything was done with a deal, and everybody has to fulfill that deal, and that's why – people are getting exposed now. That's what they say in the judgment day. Judgment's on your face.
Yeah.
If you a scumbag, your face look like scum. I ain't got a deep and keep secret.
You have traveled, and I want to get you a few things too because you've been around. Now we see that they had Dovos. You've been in a lot of parts of Europe. Your question to I should let you tell the audience. We like the only group that got weapons out the world that you have seen. Who you think got the most weapons as a population?
Oh, this country, hands down. It's number one.
Mm-hmm. Let me say this. Stay with me. Don't go nowhere. Now, I'm going to say this because facts do matter. I went to the Constitution, and I want to thank all y'all for giving me information because, you know, information is priceless today. It's worth more than pussy. That's a fact. Now, laws designed to disarm slaves, freedmen, and African Americans. Now, that one that says, the first two, I want you to answer this. It says, law designed to disarm slaves. I got that one, freedmen. But this African American thing Jesse Jackson came up with. So I'm trying to figure out, here we go again, another one of Martin King's so-called boule. Seems to gave us that term, and we accepted it free of charge. I ain't said nothing about it. He came up with the Black African Americans, and we went along with it. But then it says, you finish this for me, it says, that the United States Congress overrode the most portion of the Black Code by passing the Civil Rights Act of 1866. The legislative history was both the Civil Rights Act and the 14th Amendment, as well as the special report on anti-slavery conference in 1867. To replete with the denunciation of those particular statutes and deny blacks equal access to firearms. Handgun probation and amendment 82, Mitchell L. I can give you everything y'all want. 1883. They did a whole thing on this again to re-examine this in the year 1982. They re-examined this law about us having, and the whole thing was based on us getting guns, everybody, that the slaves, your ancestors that y'all all claim you love, actually given protection. I want you to answer, how do we explain that to the youth today, that this gun law was actually provided for us? Would you say that, brother?
Hey, Grabo, you still got to go back to the point where you said that there were so many black people in the army during the Civil War.
Yeah.
So when they come in part, they'll be able to answer this question here, because, like I say, you put it on the table, but the question is, and I can say to all the people listening, you're not. I'm trying to get you to look into as a nation, as a nationality. Mm-hmm. I can pull everybody else under that in a certain way that you have an identity, you know what I mean, a nation. Then I show you what your language was. Then I show you, you know what I mean, everything, your culture. I mean, your culture's already in your face. You just let them pick and design and let them manipulate how they want to fashion your design.
But
they manipulated your design.
Now, because I want you to, because you're powerful. They do manipulate it. Nobody's going to denounce that. No one even going to debate that. But the manipulation is our own color. It's like they use our color of people, of human people, of the humankind. They use the humankind in some form or fashion, however you want to use that word, to manipulate the narrative. Because everything I watch on TV today.
Weaponized.
Yeah, it weaponized. Thank you, brother. Weaponized it. To make it look like, you know, it's good for us. Now, this same group now, and I hate to keep putting people to the point on this, but I'm not trying to tell you to be anything. I'll just tell you the group that's doing the damage. Now, Brother West sent me a tape with Dane talking about the Native American Party. I did some, man, I went all day long on that one, bro. The Native American Party, Chief Warhorse and them should all have sued right now. If you really want to beat the government, supposedly, and I'm not a genius, but it seems like if we would put our money behind powerful, young, bright lawyers for us, not the old motherfuckers now. You can't go with them because they knew world order, if you understand where I'm coming from. They knew world order. You got to now create your new order by getting young people to be the bright stars for the liberation. Because how an old person going to do it now? All the old people ruling now, and they don't want to give it up. They're the ones eating babies. I'm going to put that out there. If you don't believe me, prove me wrong.
Drop bones.
Go ahead.
Can I add to that? You know, there was a group of beings called the Fugaloids, and they resided where the Caucasus Mountains is today. And so they ate a lot of raw flesh. They ate babies, and the jackal dogs were having sex with their women, because they had a more salt and stuff, so the term man's best friend came about. But so the reason why Abraham and the conversion of Judaism through Abraham is because Abraham pulled out groups of people and later became Khazar out of the caves. But he followed the law. He said, listen, they can dwell with you in the land of Canaan, but do not mix your seed with them. And Abraham obeyed that.
Now, let me ask something. Abraham obeyed it. Let's go with that. Hold on, because that's the Bible thing. I'm going to let you go with that before we bring the guest. Brother, get ready, because you're about to get even more gasoline when we go with my special guest. The Jackal. Remember the Omen movie? The Omen movie validated you. When they opened up the grave of the Omen, the first one, his mother was a jackal. Ain't that what it said?
Woo.
And then... Hold on, and I'm going to give it to you and make a heart on y'all. Now, who's the jackal of Egypt? Anubis. Ain't Anubis a jackal?
Yes, sir.
Don't play with the drop bones, baby. We're about to get hot up here. Okay, let's get out. Hey, stay with me. All y'all, stay with me. I'm about to bring our guests in. Time constraints. I want to make sure all y'all know at 12 o'clock, ain't going to be no playing. We got the tapes. Thank y'all for giving it to me. Appreciate the gods. See, y'all don't think aliens on Earth. I know y'all don't. because y'all have this thing about, oh, I'm scared to say aliens and shit. That's on y'all. If you that blind to think something from outer space land, it's an alien. Y'all always thinking physicality. You're not thinking elementary. Something coming to Earth that's not elementary to the Earth can create its own dynamics just to survive on Earth. Because you don't believe it, that's on you. But there's special people. There are special people on this Earth. Special. That can come up with shit because they consider inventors. Now, I'm going to bring a brother on who's an inventor, but I'm going to give him a warning that the dead told me to give him. See, the dead talk. I know y'all don't believe in the dead, but Anubis is the dead. See, I know Anubis. My Anubis, you know you was the gatekeeper, baby. I hope you out there up there. I won't say the name unless he come on. He got to come on for me to say the name. But anyway, long story short. Y'all be talking these symbols, but do you really know?
Yeah.
There you go. There you go. Y'all jump in when you see me saying something that y'all know. There you go. Helps us out here. Now, I'm going to say this to my brother. Science, all comic books, always shows you a scientist. He does something. The scientist does something to create an element that is not known to Earth. I don't watch so many sci-fi movies that lets me know that a meteor can come down. Ain't that what they all worship in Medina, a meteorite? Ain't that what they worship, y'all? That's a fact. The black stone, the Kaaba. For those of you who are Tesla mental, I just use Tesla. It's a whole bunch of black people, Chinese people, whatever you want to call around the Earth that has invented shit. And I'm going to tell you, this is a memorial to my man, Aaron Salters of Buffalo, New York, who went to Hutch Tech, my school, that we had a good time in. And say this to y'all. If you let evil people look good, then your ass is just as evil as them.
Okay, it never wears out because there's no moving parts.
In the top of our news here at 6 o'clock, an age-old dream becoming a reality. A local inventor has discovered a way, hear this, to use water to run your car.
It's a major breakthrough that will no doubt make motorists happy. And as Ralph Robinson explained, the Pentagon is also showing lots of interest in this project.
Water has always been considered a precious commodity, but Stan Meyer's invention may make it even more valuable. He has developed what's called a water fuel cell. It has taken the place of his old gas tank. The water fuel cell breaks down water molecules into oxygen and hydrogen. The hydrogen is used to run his dune buggy.
I don't care if you use rainwater, well water, city water, ocean water. If you don't have any fresh water, go ahead and use snow. If you don't have any snow available to you, then use salt water because there's no adverse effect to the fuel cell.
Meyer started working on this project 4 years ago. He's not a scientist. He isn't even a chemist. In fact, he never graduated from college. Myers was determined, he says, to design something to protect this country from oil embargoes.
And we have calculated that if we take the dune buggy from Los Angeles to New York, we would roughly use 22 gallons of water.
The Pentagon flew a lieutenant colonel in last week to look at Meyer's invention. There's talk of possibly using it in the Star Wars defense program and to run army tanks. Myers is currently perfecting a water fuel cell for cars. It will cost about $1,500. He says it won't need any maintenance and you won't have to replace it.
It'll be at least 2 years before the fuel system goes into mass production. The day it happens will be one the fuel industry hates, but it'll put a smile on the face of those who've had to say at one time or another, fill her up.
Enormous range of new things that have been worked up to a remarkable level in the past and then suppressed by the existing order for one reason or another. Either they're incompatible with classical ideas or they upset strong financial interests, or whatever it may be, in the past, great things have been done by gifted humans. They are, in a sense, the vehicles of God Almighty in bringing this stuff into the world. And none of it has ever reached public use and public currency because of this dictatorship of the knowledge systems of the world. Video, and in particular projects like this one we're on now, they reveal that you can do to these ancient, seemingly ancient discoveries what was not possible or feasible 50 years ago. It was simply beyond technical capabilities, and the means of distributing what you discovered were all in the wrong hands. Nowadays, the internet has put all that to bed. You can't do that anymore. You know, humanity is going to have information no matter what. So I see, in the things that I know about and have been personally involved with, a great horizon for producing an endless series of productions like this that will bring this stuff out of the limbo where they've been shoved and into the full light of day, where some of the bright young people who are now on the earth can make them into blessings for mankind.
Now, right there, before I bring my brother Charles Campbell in, who is an inventor, you hear what that man say? He said, the young people that can bring these new technology in to be helpful for mankind, or kind, or however you want to call your existence. But I just want you to know that if you listen carefully to that, Aaron Salters from Buffalo, New York, was one who had a car that he took with Stanley Myers, who was killed, drank water, and told his brother before he died, they killed me because OPEC and all of them was mad. He was even on Star Wars. They were going to make the tanks out of water until the country I told you earlier, the countries I gave you earlier, seemed to have power. And they were called, if you want to use your Bible story to figure out who the characters are, Ishmael. Ishmael is your key. You don't know who Ishmael is and who his mama is and all that good shit, and you don't know. But this brother here is, to me, somebody who could definitely want to make a difference, but I want him to hear that because I've been around a lot of greatness. And let me let you know, we make sure you need to be protected if you're going to be able. That's why you wonder why the Boule don't like you, because you made the book about them. That's why, because they seem to get rid of people who try to do good for all kind. Go ahead, my brother. Charles Campbell on the line. Go ahead, brother.
Brother, thank you for this opportunity. Thank you to the family for having me back. It's a pleasure. Thank you.
No, you deserve it. Go ahead.
Well, one of the things that has really bothered me about what's been happening, particularly with the mass murdering of a lot of people, especially the kids, but also what's been happening in our community. And what I've tried to do as an inventor or an innovator in terms of offering solutions is try to have conversation with those in power, black leaders, white leaders, Democrats, Republicans. I love sharing ideas that can literally try and stop some of the carnage. But what I'm discovering is that there's a difference in terms of when black folks are killing each other with guns. It seems to fit into a pattern of that gets rid of black people. So in the blog I wrote, it includes the not only the gun violence, but it also includes black infant mortality and mass incarceration. All of those things reduce the black population. And when you have a stagnant population like ours, and Hispanics are coming across the border, democracy is a numbers game where the majority wins and the minority loses. And so there are folks collaborating on both ends, not only Democrats and Republicans, but folks in Sigma Pi Phi, Boule, to help maintain the current status for black folks. And that's at the bottom of all of the positive outcomes. and at the top of all of the negative outcomes. And that is systematic. And then they come around and talk about marching as a solution. And that's bad, because when everybody else has a problem, they're demanding resources. Ukraine got over $50 billion to solve their issues or to help with their war. We got a Juneteenth holiday, non-economics. And so after giving the Democrats control of all three branches of government, we still can't seem to get anything done around our problems. And so the sad fact around guns is that there are ways to address these without taking away people's guns, particularly, and that gun violence, when you're talking about making sure that people have a right to protect themselves, because, again, white folks understand that power and weapons equal power, and they understand how governments can be overthrown with guns and how they can protect themselves from the government with those guns. So they're not interested in giving up any of those weapons at all. And I think black folks should have weapons as well as the right to protect ourselves. But the challenge is what's happening in our schools and in our communities, the senseless loss of life. And there are solutions to those kind of problems, both technical solutions regarding the ghost guns. So anyone now with a 3D printer can get the software offline for a gun or gun parts and actually assemble their own weapon.
Now,
and the government doesn't seem...
Let me just ask you this question, because you are an inventor. Now, would that be ingenious to you that they were able to actually use a printer to copulate another invention of a gun? I mean, how is that technology working? Because you were in it. Do you think that's ingenious, or how do you think about that? Because that's really whoever thought that 15 years ago, I can do that. Go ahead.
Yeah, everything starts with the design, and the design is mathematics. And
right.
So 3D printers simply can print whatever the design or whatever the numbers are in terms of height, depth. That's the exciting thing. So you can literally 3D print almost anything. They're using larger 3D printers to actually print houses, build houses.
Right, I've seen it.
And so,
yeah. It's unbelievable.
That's where the technology.
It's actually unbelievable.
Yeah, that's where the technology is going. And 3D printers will in the future be printing automobiles and drones, vehicles. There is so much potential in terms of using technology for good. But we also have to understand that, you know, technology is just technology. People will use it for good as well as for evil. And we have to be just as smart as those folks who are trying to use it for evil,
right,
to be able to address these so-called ghost guns that seem to be untraceable.
Right.
One of the challenges that, you know, in terms of hand strapping the ATF, there are a lot of rules. They don't even have an actual director on the bike, I think, in terms of that. So there are lots of policies that make the ATF really non-functional in terms of them doing their job of protecting Americans from these kind of illegal activities.
Right.
The Biden administration simply is not interested or hasn't, to me, proven to be interested in ideas that can help them solve problems. And that's why the Democrats are going to lose in terms of control of one, or if not both parts, all three parts of the government. And black folks, we have given them the opportunity to be in control. But what we get from that is not anything of substance.
Now, I'm going to go ahead with you because I'm using your narrative. I want y'all to know that brother gave us the narrative of everything he's talking about is on the page. If y'all go look up what he said, let me go with your first premise, which I thought was pretty interesting because it is based off blacks mass murdering Is it okay? Now, you state that many, maybe black mayors in the city negatively impact the ghost guns will show some courage to contact yourself and others. I could just suggest you first to discuss the solution. You in the area of the Ohio region, so that is a deep area for the heartland of America, really, of our central. I'm east, you're central. So are you on the east? You east with us?
They call it the Midwest.
Yeah, you're Midwest. Right, you in Chicago. Now, in your area, let's go with you because you're giving us the news for your area. What's your take on what the vibe in the black community, since that's where I'm assuming you have a lot of detail with as first, how are they taking all this guns? And because that's a hunting area. Ohio is well known for wanting guns. What's your take on that?
Yeah, Ohio, again, the governor here is restricting, loosening rights. He wants to give teachers the ability to carry guns in school. You don't have to have any training anymore to have a carry concealed. They are removing all of the restrictions that were in place to make sure that Ohio, and it's not just Ohio. The Republicans use this organization called ALEC, where they literally carbon copy legislation and change the name of the state. And the Republicans who control those states voted right in. So that's how you see similar bills and similar laws happening all across the country because they're not doing any work other than copying and changing the name of the state.
Now you put that on here. I'm going to tell you, everything in this narrative that we got for this program, if you read it, very thought-provoking and should be talked about. You put here, and I like how you did this, you put both Democrats and Republicans voted to give Ukraine $50 billion. And what was given to African-American people was nothing. And now I have to ask you that because I'm in agreement 100%. I've been to many rallies. I've been to the Trump's rallies. I've been to different things. And I'm going to tell you something. Now, he ain't a president no more, but I don't know if he would have gave it to us because we didn't get a chance to see a second term. That seemed to be was cut off, that second term that we really had seen what he would have done based on what we only got a one term. You can't do much of your legislation, but you can do something. Let me ask a question. Now, I agree. They call rhinos. They are Liz Cheney. These are neocons that we heard from back in the Bush era that they in there, they want war. War makes money. We all know that. They told us that in Eisenhower. What's your take then if black folks cannot blame the Republican Party? That's a fact because black folks have traditionally give all power to this one party. You said, which I agree 100% with, you said black folks need to switch up, like, you know, play a game. You know, it's a game. It's a money game. It's pimping. So why are we selling the pussy so cheap? And I'm going to make it simple to everybody. Why? If that's, yeah.
I think, again, many of our leaders are Boule members or their wives.
Oh.
And that is what sort of clarifies why they don't demand anything, they don't advocate for anything, and you really don't hear from them on any proposed solutions that come up. And their job is to keep getting us going around marching and protesting while everybody mm-hmm. else comes to the table against legislation that it has real money attached to it to solve problems that they see as an issue. So we've got a leadership problem, and mm-hmm. and many of them are in the Democrat Party, but you also have them allying with racist Republicans secretly and those organizations.
Right.
And if you really want to see the effect of their work, look at those black social determinants. Look at the data. The data will tell you everything you need to know about our leadership in terms of where we are as a people. And we've got to decide we're not no longer going to go for that, which means voting folks out of office to get them out of office. And when we have that kind of power, as Dr. Claude Anderson says, locally, where we have a majority, we have to pick those leaders that we want, not let the Democratic Party or any other party pick those people.
Let's
have to choose them and hold them accountable.
Let's go there because I got you for a while. You can go as long as we feel good about it. Now, you saying some good stuff right there. Now, Dr. Claude, love him. Met him a long time ago in Perrine, Florida, Chief Jimmy Brown Church, great church back in the day. I could agree with that, but he also said we will be an underclass. Dr. Claude had warned us that if we didn't do certain things by, I think, 2013, we were going to be finished. He vindicated because, to me, it seems to look like we can't get the political leaders to come together for us. Like somehow they've been already brought and sold because there's no way housing could be this bad for black people. And other groups are coming in and getting mansions. Now, the Bible say in my house there are many mansions. I'm going to use Bible for a minute, but don't worry about me right now. I'm just having a good time with this. How do you look at this? Because you said they gave $50 billion to Ukraine. Now, I get calls from all over the place. The Ukraine just got a neo-Nazi group, had to take the shit off their thing. He was giving awards to people. The group is a neo-Nazi European group. They're nationalists, everybody. Now, they want to give nationalist weapons for Europe. And here y'all in America, my man Charles just told you, they gave $50 billion, ain't giving us nothing for Juneteenth at all. Texas, at least the blacks in Texas, if you want to make me feel good, give the blacks in Texas $150,000 each. I might feel better about that since they last to find out. And got a holiday for being last to find out. Explain that to me.
It's
this money game. Explain to me.
It's more shucking and jiving, and that's
right.
The thing, because the fact that they want to wake us up a couple months before the election, get out the vote, right? And then after the election, we need to go back to sleep, which means we don't need to ask for anything, any of the things. They don't really promise us anything. They just use buzzwords like jobs, housing, and education. And then after the election, they don't deliver anything. We don't hold them accountable for delivering anything or solving any of our problems. And that becomes the real issue. We know what our problems are. They are in position to control the taxes. Right, and you can give $50 billion to Ukraine, or you can give $50 billion to black folks in terms of solving and addressing our problems rather than just the lip service. And
now,
so
let's go with that. Let's go with that because that's so deep what you just said. Now, you said give $50 billion. Now, I played a tape a couple of weeks ago of John Boyd, I think his brother Wes's cousin. All the black farmers asked for was $5 billion. They even asked for the amount that Ukraine asked. 50. Just said, give us $5 billion. We can keep this boat going. And now they didn't even get that. So I'm trying to figure out. Now, I'm only going on black folks going because black folks have given all what I consider super Kamala energy with Miss Marvel. They gave Miss Marvel all the power to the Democrats. Now, I ask you again because I know there's some crazy Republicans, but when I look at the history of our people in each of these states, especially Ohio, blacks got weapons, and they were very successful blacks in Ohio. I'm going to do a show on each of the millionaires in your state during the time that y'all claim white folks was doing the most wickedest shit to us. How do a black become a millionaire is the question I want to know. And if y'all can't understand that, now I'm going to ask you a question, man, because I want you to keep going, but I got some more stuff for you to go on because you got a venture. I want you about to tell us about that book. That you came on here with, everybody need to buy. Send me a link. I will buy the book. I want to make sure everybody realize this man put a book out about the Boule in the blessing of Steve Coakley, in my opinion, because ain't many people want to take that challenge. This brother did, and I appreciate that. And I'm going to give Brother Luck, my homeboy, my brother, down here in South Florida, who always, if he was to come on and actually put a program together, it'll be powerful because we talked about this almost like, 7, 8 years ago about how we've seen this coming. And so all I'm going to say this to you is, man, keep your vision. Don't let nobody stop you. But I'm going to tell you something about Aaron Salters in Buffalo. I'm going to tell me your thoughts on this. Now, he actually got to Shark Tank. The brother who got shot at Tops as a police who gave honor to police. He actually fought to save people, like some of you don't do. But he did. He honored his craft. He honored his craft. Yeah, he ain't paid for the funeral according to what I've seen from his own family members. And let me just say this. Shark Tank knew this was a goddamn, but Mark Cuban was on the goddamn judges that day. Mark Cuban was on Shark Tank. The black dude might have did it, but he must have got the warning. Don't do it. Now, y'all seen what happened to the white man, Stanley Myers. He made the first car, went during the Reagan era. Star Wars, they were going to use it for the tanks. He got the patent. The government, the military was ready. I don't know what they were ready for, but somehow they got the call of duty. And he drank a drink and died because he was going to make a car that only needed. Can you imagine right now if you had a car that was able to be produced by them and you put water in, you still would buy the car. Everybody had the car, but it's a monopoly. See, that's why they couldn't do it. Now, you got some inventions, brother. You mentioned some stuff about how they wouldn't want to stop the forest fires. Now, I'm going to ask you factually, you know they ain't going to take that. Because it's too godly. It can help bless the forest. So you are a blessing like I played earlier. If your invention was not seen, don't feel discouraged. Just know you were so powerful that you didn't have the energy from the no good ass niggas that's all in this country who don't want to give their goddamn money for shit other than some pussy and some drugs and some bullshit. That's all in sports. That's all you want to do. You spent, I got the statistics. Once I embarrass you come Juneteenth, my Juneteenth show, you will be embarrassed. How the hell are you going to wait to Texas, the Lone Star State, find out the niggas ain't free yet? How that sound?
Yeah, that's kind of crazy. It, you know, and Dr. Claude Anderson, when he was talking about us running out of time, he was talking about Hispanics outnumbering us and being a minority and at the table asking for theirs off the top, because now they're, and they told all of the black civil rights organizations that, you know, stop saying you represent us. You don't represent us. We represent ourselves. The Council of La Raza, I think they may have changed the name of it, but they're operating as a group where they now have a majority in this country, and they're looking for a majority of the minority resources in this country. And that's where that big threat comes. But they're not here to ally and pool their resources.
Okay.
They simply rode the coattails of black folks until they got the numbers that now supplant black folks. And our leaders shucking and jiving, and many of them playing all of these silly games now, find ourselves in a worse position.
Let me say this before, because I want everybody to know, because somebody said, now, we're not indicting all Spanish people, so y'all don't get this. I've been to Cuba myself personally, seen Cuba. People treated me better than the people here from Cuba. Now, I ain't saying the people here should be good, but I felt a lot of love because I didn't speak no Spanish. They made sure I felt comfortable. I was very glad about that because I've never been to a communist country. And I've seen how they live, and I really take offense to anybody telling me you should bring that type of government into America. You got to be sick. Now, I'm going to just say this to all you. There's a congressperson for all my Hispanic brothers and sisters, because I get along with everybody because I know you got us in you and we got you in us. It's not about that. But I'm going to say Salazar. It's a lady congresswoman named Salazar. This woman is here in the Spanish community. She's supposed to be Republican. Y'all better look at her. She's saying some outrageous stuff. She won't do any interviews with Michael Putney. Y'all, I'm talking to Channel 70, Channel 10. Michael Putney, who got a prestigious show on the show, because I don't have people from Miami Herald on my program. It's a shame that y'all will allow a Republican that y'all, because I want y'all to know the Hispanic community here in South Florida is Republican. Oh, yeah, they don't want their own people in there because they know what's going on in their country. I respect that. But at the same time, you know you can't go down there. You know why? I'm going to tell the truth. Facts matters. You can't go down there because the whole country's black. You can't go. They're not going to give you what you lost. So get over that. But see, America gave you what you lost. See, that's called reparations. See, that's why I say, black folks, you got to be the most idiotic crew on the planet. Listen to the boule. Because think about this, y'all. If a government has subsidies for you to come in, how many of y'all go to the grocery store? I'm going to ask y'all, Brother Charles, you first. I don't know what Ohio demographics. For me to get clarity, tell me what you see. I can't say if it's factual because I'm going to go by your eyes now, because your eyes can see. What's the demographics in your area as far as ethnicity merchants? Now, the merchant law. What's the ethnicity of your merchants? Tell me what they are.
Well, in Ohio, in particular in the capital city, Columbus area, you have maybe 13 to 15% population of black folks here. And the merchants, I think in terms of that, is even maybe, say, 2 to 3% of that. And these are small mom-and-pop businesses. And in Columbus, you do have some boule-controlled construction companies, as well as architect firms and lawyers. So you've got that group that's there that's running those kind of service and big high-end businesses. But for the most part, many of the black businesses are struggling, are underfunded, and they play all kinds of little shell games by wanting you to register, to be licensed as a minority business in order to get all of those weeding out
let me give you this, because me and you're going to talk, just take my code word, SBE. So they talk about SBE businesses, which are never really. Now, I'm going to tell you something that you said that was so important. Now, the black merchants are low. Who are the true merchants that you see in the black community making the most? Give me two to three.
Well, Jewish folks literally own a lot of the property and the retail properties in a lot of the black community. That's been handed down from generation to generation. So, you know, the stores, the actual facilities you have Hispanics in the black community.
One is Jewish. You saying two now is who? Who's two in your area? Okay.
Hispanics, and then you have Asians, which is mainly Koreans and Vietnamese. So you have those types, because generally.
Dr. Claude Anderson is vindicated. Wow, that's vindication.
And Columbus took in a lot of Somalis. So they have a large, if not the number two, the number one population of African Somalians.
Now you're talking about those y'all. This is Ohio, y'all. So I appreciate this brother giving us his demographic. You said Somali. Let's go Africa. You know, our demographics of mindset is so much into Africa. How are the African Somalis interacting with the Native Americans, which would be you? How does that work?
Well, I think they have literally created their own structure. They've started businesses, newspapers. They are really doing the things that black folks should be doing. When you come in, there's resources that are provided to that community, and they simply took those resources, turned them over, pooled those resources.
Yeah, hold on, because you're going fast. I want to make sure you slow down so people can realize you said the key word resources. Who and what entity? If you can't find out now, find out.
The U.S. government.
U.S.
government resettlement. You also had the city of Columbus providing resources. So, but the unique thing about them is that they took those resources and built their own community. Began to literally do business.
They got it. I'm gonna tell you something that you're saying the same thing. Because you got. I'm giving you all the time. I told you 12 o'clock. Be 2 or 2. You good? I like what you just said, because now people can see that he named a different demographics that's in other areas, but he named key demographics. Question again. Now you said they got their own thing going on. They merchants. They got. They seem to be able to pick up faster pace. I guarantee you, if you could do to get an investigation on who and how fast the acceleration is, you'll find out there's outside socialist sources. And I'm going to ask you a question, because this white man who is from Hungary, the same country of Slavic slaves to the empire y'all heard earlier. Y'all don't know, y'all can't put these stories together. It ain't my fault. I give you the keys like the Chinaman in the Matrix. The damn door open. A Hungarian is paying for everybody in America through his money game. So basically what you sound like, you saying, we ain't giving our money back to the world we should be giving it. We spending it somewhere else other than our best interest. That's what it sounds like to me. Because...
yeah.
Right.
And so and the thing about the Somalis is that they create a real picture of what black folks should be doing in our community in terms of pooling our resources. And it shows a contrast in terms of our leadership versus the folks who are their leadership. Their leadership is about empowering their group, their communities, and our leaders are about sucking and jobbing. And so they look at black African-Americans who've been here for all this time. It's like, why haven't you guys built this? Why haven't you done this?
Is that on purpose? Because think about it. They come over here. They know we got all these black history programs. Africa is. We watch Roots the most of any group, even though it was a hit. We love Roots. They know we have a fixation on this continent. Now, if this fixation is real, or is it a drug? I'm going to say that, y'all. Is this real or is it a drug? Because why do people who come here don't act like they love you? They don't tell you how they got the money. Why don't you do me a favor, brother? Why don't you ask one of them in one of your meetings, whatever y'all do up there in Ohio, say, could you tell me exactly your procedure to how you got this? Because the ones here won't tell you shit. They act like they don't speak Spanish. They don't speak English. When you say, how'd you get this loan? So we in trouble if we can't understand how these groups come in. Now, immigration, I'm going to ask you a question because you said it in your thing. This is all your stuff. You said, what have they given the black American people? Nothing. My bad. Juneteenth, the rights for Juneteenth, the holidays, and then the black vice president. Now, you mentioned this black vice president. Is it really fair to say she is a black vice? Well, her parents are actually immigrants from India, real India, not no goddamn Trinidad, not no damn all this other stuff, Jamaica with India. We talking about they came from India. They hold true to that shit over there. Mahatma Gandhi hate niggas. And yet we follow the people who their own leader. Now, I'm not being mean because a lot of Indian people understand me quite well. I'm just bringing out facts. I'm not making this up. This came out their own provocation. The man said South Africa was a coffin. Now, you put here that we got a black vice president. Is she really black, or is this just something that we just want to believe because we inundated with drugs? What's your take on that?
It's the perception. I mean, folks, they talk about her Indian connection. But when you look at her, right, most the average black person sees like, okay, she's black, right? So that's what they're looking at. And that's what sold the voters in terms of black voters to go in with Joe Biden and say, okay, let's give him a shot. And then COVID and some other things were happening. It's like, no, this Trump administration can't continue, right, the way it's going, because people are dying and don't. So that was the attempt to get the country back on the right track and to get the black vote engaged. But when you look at what she is doing, what problems she's trying to solve for the black community, that's where the rubber don't meet the road. And that's where you get people, you're in this powerful position. There are issues that we need you to address, but you're having problems. You're just maintaining a staff of folks,
Yeah.
And then
let's go with her husband. Now, you heard earlier in the show.
Yeah.
Look who her husband is. He's straight.
Yeah.
Kazar.
Yeah.
Now, I'm asking
and
you.
So,
go ahead.
The legion of who you represent is challenged when you are in relationships like white and black or Indian or whatever. At some point, you know, in order for you to be successful, there are deals that have been made. Right, power couples,
right.
Those kind of things, and a part of that I believe is that you can't have any allegiance to your folks, your black folks. So in any of those relationships, whether it's the Supreme Court with Clarence Thomas or the new judge, Kadan Jackson, when you see people in very powerful positions. They can use their blackness as a part of
right.
you know their story,
their story.
But when
now,
it comes to the actual
right.
fight for issues,
mm-hmm. No. Let me go with this now. I know people talk a lot of stuff. Kansas owners, they getting somehow type of money together to make these documentaries. Now this dude made a documentary about what is a woman. He went to Africa, y'all, to one of the tribal areas. And y'all talk all that shit about Africa, man, and, you know, here. And y'all don't even know how these people – Africa's a continent, first of all. You need to give me what tribe, because this is tribal for them. So all that African shit that y'all talk is bullshit, because you can't be two continents. You can't be African-American. That's two continents. So right there, you ain't got a passport for both of them, so you're a fucking idiot. That's one. Now, second, they asked the Africans in the documentary because Kajanji, who got an African name, don't know what a woman is. Now, how that sound? You African name, Kajanji. That's some South Florida shit here. Kajanji don't know shit about what a woman is, but she's Supreme Court Justice. They go to Africa and ask the African tribe what's a woman. You know what they said? Go look it up. They said, ain't no way a man could be a woman. Ain't no woman could be a man. Now, I said, wow, that's deep. Africa is against the Islam. Can you imagine her taking her ass, Kajanji? She got an African Islamic name. Take your ass to Saudi Arabia and tell them suckers that. Tell the Grand Sheikh that you ain't a goddamn woman and see what happened to your ass. Y'all full of shit here in America. The mayors have been corrupted. The Americans have been corrupted. Y'all got to be out of your mind.
And the thing about the substance of solving problems and inventing solutions, that's where the creativity of black
right.
folk comes into play.
Right. We lost the dude. Anytime a group would tell me, I play AOC. You heard it earlier. I don't know if you heard it all. And I'm about to get all y'all in because we have to get hot up here. AOC told y'all she was Jewish crypto. She did a secret meeting at the same time she goes to all the black churches. Talking about, I ain't here to talk about y'all, man. You know, keep talking that street shit to us. And y'all went along with it because El Sharpton, y'all. I try to tell y'all. I mean, I don't know if I can tell y'all, but it's crazy. El Sharpton did a speech a long time ago. And Jesse told the Mexican, his name was Vicente Fox. His name was Vicente Fox. Look up Vicente Fox. El Sharpton and Jesse Jackson. Jesse Jackson conceded that our people ain't willing to do the farming no more. And El Sharpton, go look it up. Y'all think I'm lying? Because you know you can't prove me. I love to bet y'all. I love to bet. I've been winning pretty good. Bet me I'm lying. Take the bet on. Let's make it a grand. Y'all take, I got Cash App. Put that Cash App up. I bet me I'm lying. You ain't going to do it, yeah, you scared-ass niggas. Now, let's talk. All I can tell you is you let Jesse Jackson and Al Sharpton, who you watch on Communist News Network, tell you, oh, our people ain't going to do their jobs. Your people do. So now the argument is for the Democratic Party is they don't do the jobs that niggas used to do. Ain't that what they say, y'all? Tell me I'm lying. Come on. I'm waiting.
You're telling the truth.
You let two no good boule niggas tell y'all your definition, and y'all still watch them. You deserve Now, you asked the question, brother. I'm bringing you back in chat. You said, do blacks need to be massacred? Now, you tell me with the God of the Bible. I'm going now. Told you at 12 o'clock, I'm about to throw y'all all in the fire of the atonement. See, you didn't hear the memorial blowing of the trumpets since y'all believe y'all Hebrews. Trumpet, you didn't believe that because you got, let me even go there with the four-year shit. Y'all don't even listen to your own prophecies. And he tells you that Malachi was 1,000 years. All you niggas going to church today, you need to, never mind. The preacher is getting away with murder. That's all I'm going to say. That's all I'm going to say. That's all I'm going to say. I ain't saying no more about the preacher because y'all heard all you can. I just gave you two no good niggas who was able to have sex with everybody, use your money for liposuction and shit, look like a bobblehead and shit. He got a perm, marrying young hoes to keep his dick hard because you need young hoes to keep your dick hard. That's called the goddess bitch prophecy. I will teach that on Juneteenth because Juneteenth, when the sun come up, I'm going to kill y'all. Oh, y'all have no idea what they giving me to do. Y'all have no idea. Y'all can say, oh, he's stupid. But I guarantee you, it's going to happen to you. Anytime you can watch 95, like Brother West gave you the prophecy, 95, that's your interstate highway, you stupid niggas. And you got the nerve to think that who we bring on here, bro, is y'all the divine. Y'all don't even know y'all the divine. That's what we call the dry bone. It's said in the prophecy of Ezekiel, the element. He said, can these niggas live? And he asked them, he said, only you know us, son of man. We about to take a break, boys, because I'm about to bust y'all wide open. Ain't no more playing with y'all today. Y'all been playing for so long, y'all think everything's a fucking joke. See, if you can watch this knowledge and don't react and don't get upset and don't want to do nothing, you ain't no better than them. Don't play yourself. Don't play yourself. That's why people leave me alone, because they say, I ain't playing with you. You ain't going to bring your evil energy on to me, and I only show you love. You will deserve what Malcolm X said. See, I'm going to play Malcolm X for you. Y'all about to get it. See, the dead Anubis, the jackal of the omen, is coming.
Anytime you throw your weight behind a political party that controls two-thirds of the government and that party can't keep the promise that it made to you during election time and you are dumb enough to walk around continuing to identify yourself with that party, you're not only a chump, but you're a traitor to your race. And what kind of alibi do they come up with? They try and pass the buck to the Dixiecrats. Now back during the days when you were blind, deaf, and dumb, ignorant, politically immature, naturally you went along with that. But today as your eyes come open and you develop political maturity, you're able to see and think for yourself. And you can see that a Dixiecrat is nothing but a Democrat in disguise. You today are in the hands of a government of segregationists, racists, white supremacists, right, who belong to the Democratic Party but disguise themselves as Dixiecrats. A Dixiecrat is nothing but a Democrat. Whoever runs the Democrats is also the father of the Dixiecrats. And the father of all of them is sitting in the White House. I say it again. You got a president who's nothing but a Southern segregationist. And the first thing the cracker does when he comes in power, he takes all the Negro leaders and invites them for a coffee. To show that he's all right. And those Uncle Toms can't pass up the coffee. They come away from the coffee table telling you and me that this man is all right. Oh, I say, you've been misled.
You've been had. You've been took.
And during the few moments that we have left, we want to talk right down to earth in a language that everybody here can easily understand.
the Bible says, the fearful and the unbelieving will have their day in the lake of fire. All you fearful mothers out there, we about to get it on. We ain't got no fear, because guess what? Death is always at your door. Never forget that. You can get killed in a goddamn car accident. Let's keep it going. What's really happening? We got our guest, Brother Charles Campbell. This man is an inventor. Charles, tell him about the book so we get the preliminaries, because we about to take it to another level. Tell them how we can reach you, talk with you, and keep you in our vibes. Go ahead.
Yeah, the book is called The Art of Black War Against the Black Enemy, and it can be reached at the website www.cearlcampbell.com. That's cearlcampbell.com. And the invention, I've got a U.S. patent for a new type of power plant, where I designed a large hydroelectric dam inside a 70-story building. And these power plants can be built all over the world to replace fossil fuel burning power plants.
That's a beautiful thing. Let me talk to you about that, because I said to myself, that's something that got to be like done in a such a way, like an Elon, something on an innovator, because obviously you just heard yourself. This just happened to the brother Aaron Salter. That these inventions are so divine, that you even come up with these concepts is divine. And to be able to get the financing would be something that we have to say to ourselves, how long can we wait not to go that route? Because what I'm seeing is what you have been hearing. I mean, I'm not saying, but Tesla, I mean, we can go on and on. We got Patterson, who made the first car before actually Ford. How come it seems to be a conspiracy for intellectual properties? And what's your thinking? Because that's now at the forefront of the Chinese thing, intellectual property stealing. What's your thoughts on that?
Yeah, the biggest challenge I've had is the U.S. government interfering with what I'm trying to do, because I launched Allen Hydro Energy Corporation as a way to fund the Quiet Resolution. The TQR is a National Comprehensive Black Empowerment Plan to address what is happening to black folks all over this country. And so I looked around back in 2008 and 2010 looking for a problem to solve that, if a solution offered, could provide some profits that I could reinvest in addressing the social and economic education, the medical and health security needs of black African-American people. And the United States government and Boulé folk are not interested in something like that.
So you need something like a secret. Now, I'm going to tell you something about this Native American Party. They was a secret order. Brother West, I looked it up. Now, George Booth, who killed Lincoln, was part of the Native American Party. I don't know if y'all know that, but, you know, I had did a show on Booth being a secret society. So you might have to have a secret meeting, dude. I'm going to tell you this right now. And so you can understand.
Well, the government, they all...
You can't even get into the government.
They're all into my mix.
Yeah, the government can't do this. It's going to have to be private investors. Private investors.
Right.
You have to come up there and check. But we got St. Louis. I'm going to St. Louis. I'm not going to give the date at all, but we will be in St. Louis. Because that right there should be a wake-up call to what's in the Golden Arches. I'm going to do that one. Ohio, I've been to Ohio. I've been to Cincinnati Jazz Festival. Y'all about to bring the Jazz Festival back out here, which is was a great thing. I seen Johnny Guitar Wilds and OJs. All them was at the Cincinnati Jazz Festival back in the day. Ohio is a Cleveland is not far from Buffalo. Buffalo loved the Cleveland Cavaliers because they took our Buffalo Braves from us and gave them to be the LA Clippers. But unfortunately, Cleveland and Ohio has always been in the hearts of many New Yorkers. So again, let me ask some questions. I'm gonna get to more people on here because we're about to go into the high noon, y'all. This past high noon, it's about to be fire. Now, I asked y'all, Brother Campbell, I played Salters. They killed, to me, in my opinion, because people say you conspiracy theory, but it's strange that the Shark Tank paid for his funeral but never invested in his invention. That should be a wake-up call right there for all you listening. Secondly, you being an inventor, see, you got major pushback. Only reason why you didn't get the measure yet, if you get the right patent that the government, I'll tell you right now, do not, if the government call you brother right now, say, I want yours, say, no, you better get a private rich investor outside of governmental control, because once you do that, I see everybody who done that has been dead. It's dead.
Yeah, and there are lots of folks who want to make money as investors. Yeah. So you've got millionaires who want to become billionaires,
and all of them
are looking for the next
opportunity.
Right.
So that's
your
mix. I see that you still should do that, because look at it, drone. I even brought a drone. I'm learning to fly now. I got everybody know because I'm gonna tell you something, y'all. Surveillance, because y'all hate the police. It's no longer going to be the same, but y'all have this new imaginative way of, and you put it right here, bro. I'm going to read your, this is still your quote. You know, I ain't taking nothing from, you said, what they've given black American people is nothing. My bad. That's right. Right. Black Juneteenth holiday, the black vice president, silly black people trick you into special. And you go into saying that the African-American gave the Democratic and the president and the U.S. and the U.S. House, and in return, they gave us a non-economic Juneteenth holiday. Now, I'm going to use that because here in South Florida, Juneteenth is now a holiday. We all get off. Now, I did some tricky. I asked many people of other origin. They had no idea what Juneteenth was. They getting a holiday that they don't know nothing about. I do my own research on people. I say, hey, you know what Juneteenth is? No. Not blacks. Because blacks know about Juneteenth, especially Buffalo. We had Juneteenth since I was growing up because of Harriet Tubman. But Chief Warhorse told me they was bringing them into the – see, that's why I knew people don't know the whole thing, because she gave me another perspective. Chief, I hope you're listening, because you better wake up quickly, because they about to kill all us off, because they know – you told them where the books was at. And I ain't going to name it right now. So all I'm going to say is this. Now, if it's in your power, it's two underground railroads. Y'all only know one. And that one took you back into socialism for some strange reason. Ain't that strange? Everybody that financed our agenda, it's foreign money. It's foreign money. Now, I don't know how that could happen without you not knowing, because you guys are so astute and bright. You went to college, some of you on the fly, and I assure you went to school. You don't tell me you don't look at the money trail. I have nothing now after being told this. Now, I got to play this. I'm telling y'all right now, and I'm going to bring the show back. First of all, I want white folks to know you can't play all of us. We know who you are. And we ain't talking about no goddamn this, that. We know, you know, your lineage, your bloodline. You're showing us on commercials and TV, everything. You're showing us. I don't know why they don't know. Don't blame me for them being this stupid. It's not my fault. All I can say is anybody can watch commercials and don't see the Moranos. See, that word Morano should have been your key. They don't want that word used. You heard that. They want crypto used, the money game that's used. But I'm going to tell you, this is not for black folks right here. Actually, this is for black folks, because you need to stop thinking you was the first slaves. You are damn got to be the dumbest 400-year crew I ever seen in my life to believe you was the first slave. How dumb can you be?
This is the story of the slave trade between Europe and Africa, a tragic tale of coastal villages raided, and men, women and children carried off into captivity, loaded onto ships, taken to be sold as slaves in another continent and never seeing their homes again. A familiar enough narrative, except that in this case, the villages being depopulated in this way were English, and the slave traders arrived in ships which had sailed from Africa. Long before the British ever became involved in the slave trade, slavers out of Africa were raiding not only the British Isles, but many other European countries, from Iceland to Malta, Ireland to Spain, and Italy to the Netherlands, carrying off white slaves to be sold in the slave markets of Africa. During the 1970s, the British held hundreds of political prisoners behind barbed wire without charge for years on end. This could have been embarrassing, putting people in mind of South Africa and the Soviet Union, had we not decided to call them internees instead of political prisoners. This solved the problem so well that even to this day, many people don't know anything at all about the political prisoners of the 1970s held in Britain. The same thing with Barbary pirates. The word pirate is faintly comical, bringing to mind Long John Silver, Captain Hook, even Captain Pugwash. Pirates raised the skull and crossbones flag and hunted for treasure, didn't they? The Barbary pirates were actually after people, white Christians specifically, who could be sold as slaves in Muslim countries. Here are some white slaves in Africa during the 17th century. There was a very old tradition of slavery in Africa, long before the coming of Europeans. Black empires enslaved neighbouring nations, various tribes made slaves of outsiders, the Arabs took black people for slaves, and sometimes the other way round. Slavery was an old African tradition, and it is not to be wondered at that it flourished on what became known as the Barbary Coast. Of course, everybody knows about Europeans going to Africa and taking the people off into slavery. It's taught in schools. White slavery is not so well known. The Barbary Coast was named after the Berbers who originally lived there and included countries like Algeria, Tunisia and modern-day Morocco. From ports there, Muslims set off to Europe to seize as many white Christians as they could for the slave markets of North Africa. How extensive was this trade? Was it a trifling affair of a few hundred people here and there? Hardly. The island of Gozo, part of modern Malta, was attacked in July 1551 and the entire population of 5,000 people taken off into slavery. This was a serious problem for Europe, especially the Mediterranean countries, but also for Britain and even Iceland. Current estimates suggest that the number of Europeans captured and taken to Africa numbered in the millions. The Barbary pirates attacked shipping as well as land, and were in the habit of taking the crews of ships and then just leaving the ships drifting on the ocean. In Britain, for instance, the fishing industry was under serious threat in the 17th century because men dared not put to sea in the North Sea.
Now, ain't that what's going on in California? See, they let the ships just stay at sea. He just told you the laws are the pirates.
Because people feared to live there. From Venice in the north to Malaga in the south, whole swathes of the European coast became deserted, because those living there were always at the risk of slavers descending on their villages and taking them off to Africa. The sack of Baltimore in Ireland gives one good example of what was going on at that time. The entire population was removed. Cornwall was in particular danger, being at the end of England, as you might say. For example, at Mounts Bay in Cornwall, 60 men, women and children were taken away. In 1626, St. Kevin was repeatedly attacked, and boats out of Loo, Penzance, Mousel and so on were all at risk of being seized by pirates. It was thought at the time that around 60 Barbary men of war ships were prowling the coast of Britain in the 17th century. Sir John Elliot, Vice Admiral of Devon, declared that the seas around England seemed to be theirs. We think of Pirate Island as being in the Caribbean, but for a while the Isle of Lundy in the Bristol Channel was held by the Barbary pirates and used as their base. In 1645, another raid by Barbary pirates on the Cornish coast saw 240 men, women and children kidnapped. To keep the slave population stable, around one quarter had to be replaced each year, which for the period from 1580 to 1680 meant around 8,500 new slaves each year. Total of 850,000 in the course of the century. According to one estimate, 7,000 English people were abducted between 1622 to 1644, many of them ships, crews and passengers. But the corsairs also landed on unguarded beaches, often at night, to snatch the unwary. This was a huge business. The Muslim world needed galley slaves, they needed labourers, they needed people to guard harems, all sorts of people, and they preferred to use Christians rather than Muslims for this. The rulers of the country...
Now, I'm going to stop there because I can go all day with it. You heard he said the name is not Moors, it's called Corsairs. I gave you three names. See, that Moors shit could have you all confused. You better look up the Abadanis. That's Venice. That's the Venetians. Corsairs. See, this is the problem here. We got lying black folks who don't have no intentions of helping, no nationalistic shit. They are about merchant, meaning get what they can by pimping. That's why pimping is so popular. I mean, come on. Pimping, the word P is pirates. I mean, you know, I can't believe, I mean, I'm not even that bright. And it's like, come on. All right, 7696, let's go.
Hey, can I drop on?
Let's do it. St. Louis, love you, man. Go ahead.
Oh, man, love you too. Hey, how everybody doing today? Yeah, it's a good show. Appreciate the brother coming on here with that. But, you know, we got to go underground. And look, with them crypto Jews, what they was talking about, see, them was black people. Acting like they was converted. They look just like what niggas doing right now today.
See, go ahead, keep going.
See, they had to do that. They had to act like that. They had to convert into whatever because that's a part of living. When somebody got the gun to your head and you got a chance to live, what you going to do?
Yep.
What you going to do? You going to live?
Yeah.
What you going to do? And
that's basically what happened.
So I'm saying all them, the people who they talking about, the Britons, them are all black people. They all black people.
Yep.
So it's a black on black war been going on, and they throw they other branches of their family out there to hide their hands. You see, that's what happened.
There you go. Thank you, man. St. Louis, baby. They hiding their hands, the hidden hands. Go ahead.
Because you got to have permission, and it's still that same way today. Don't nothing happen without permission. The mob rules. It's a mob rule.
Yeah.
And know what they say, pirates, split the pirates. Where's my pie? They say that too the fraternities. Where's my pie?
Yeah. Where's my pie?
That's them preachers. That's the preachers.
Yep.
Where's my pie? Where's my part
where
of the pie?
Piece
just
of
like
pie.
The pirate.
Yeah.
Where my pirate? Where my pirate at? That's what it is.
The
pirate. So it's all mob sitting down. Pirate.
Yeah, I said it. Now, brother Cameron, you said math. You mentioned most inventors rule with math, obviously. Your take on what the brother just said. He had the great state of St. Louis. You had the great state of Ohio. I'm trying to figure out. Now, you see what you're going against. So you saying this pirate law is in all academia.
Yeah, I mean, in terms of inventions, I mean, we have the creativity to solve problems. There's just this system in place that is still ripe with racism and white supremacy.
Hold on. Let me just say that because is it really white supremacy? Because they killed the white guy. He was the first before Brother Aaron Salton. I'm living amongst people. Aaron Salter was just killed in Buffalo, everybody, who had the invention to have a car second to this dude named Stanley Myers. And he got killed mysteriously by some crazy 18-year-old over a debate we about to go into next because you brought it into all y'all brought it to fruition. I'm trying to figure out, is it by accident? Because they'll kill white. They killed Tesla. He white. So is it really white and black, or is this about somebody controlling? I told you earlier. The game is intellectual property. If I control your properties, do I matter if you're black or white, or do I matter if I control your brain? Which one is to you?
I think there are different levels of this, right?
But
you
which
know,
one is to you?
You have
which
the,
one, no, no,
you have the
one is, What's wrong? No, I said what you just created in your own is your intellectual properties. I ask you, if somebody's able to steal your intellectual properties, would you not get mad? Let me make it simpler. Would you not get mad?
Yeah, I'd be upset. I'd be upset because the reason you file a patent is to have some kind of a legal control over your technology.
We have seen from the past through Aaron Salters, Stanley Myers in the 80s, and just getting to high school, they killed this cracker. And cracker ain't a bad word. When you say cracker, y'all, that's the name they came over here with. That's how you don't know. It came out of Germany. Crackers, rednecks, that's their terminology. You shouldn't even feel bad. You calling them what they came over here with. That's how I know you don't study. How would you not know your enemy? You wrote a book about your enemy. The enemy also says you got names. You calling them, but you calling the black folks Uncle Tom. I'm going to tell you, that's the worst thing I ever heard in my life. You niggas should be really, what you said, mass what? Murdered? Because think about it. Here's a group who obviously not read Uncle Tom's Cabin. Uncle Tom is not even the bad guy. Ain't even the bad guy. He's a good guy. Sambo and Simon Lecree is the bad guys. Now, how can we keep going on with the people calling each other Uncle Tom's when that's a witchcraft spell for saying, yeah, nigga, play dumb? Because, see, as long as you keep saying Uncle Tom, it's a spell word. Uncle Tom was the one who said, I can't kill my people. I'm going to fake like I'm hitting you. I'm going to hit the tree. Bam, bam, scream, 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 scream. I'll put a few hits on you. You give some whelps. Y'all, it's got to be the most psychotic people I ever seen. And I'm glad I was born in this era so I could see the prophecy myself. What people would tell me, Brother Cam, I'm going to ask all y'all. All y'all getting questions now because it's time for the question and answer session. Does that make sense that you could call yourself Uncle Tom? If you really read the book, how could we still be calling this dude people who do good or talk truth Uncle Tom's? Ain't that amazing? When you say the truth, you're Uncle Tom against a person. Tell me, Brother, Brother Campbell, how is that it still existing? The name of a name.
It gets picked up where, you know, folks are naming folks who are doing bad things. And once it gets handed down from generation to generation as the person who's doing the bad stuff against his own people, that becomes a part of the language without folks
but the
having
book is, hold on,
the
but hold on,
book.
Time out. The book reads, Uncle Tom, I don't know if you read it or not, I hope here at Beecher Stowe, Uncle Tom is a good guy.
Right.
How does somebody who ends up telling the truth be demonized as an Uncle Tom when the Uncle Tom would be Sambo and Simon Lecree? Could you give me some eloquency of how Ohio people, because I know niggas in Ohio believe the same thing. You tell me niggas don't believe Uncle Tom, they probably called you one. You don't think they called you Uncle Tom?
Well, not so much that, I think, because, you know, I try and try to stay true
to my
beliefs.
I'm not saying about, I'm not asking about your beliefs. I said the people who's not helping you, if you're trying to do good, I'm sure they got to be saying something negative to make it where you doing good to make something that's feasible to the community. Wouldn't they, you don't think they use Uncle Tom on you? Because based on the fact, I don't believe Uncle Tom, I read the book. Uncle Tom was the good guy. So anybody who tell me that somebody doing good is Uncle Tom is an idiot. So how do you explain then your animus that they have towards you? Because they seem like they don't want to help you in Ohio. How does that work for the demographic?
Well, TQR, the National Comprehensive Black Empowerment Plan, scares them to death. I mean, it's not about marching. It's not about, it's about using our intellect. It's about pooling our resources and doing for self. Black empowerment, like what Marcus Garvey was trying to do, you know, that is what TQR is a 21st century version of that. And that is what scares them because they understand our potential, our intellect, our ability to do things for ourselves if they are not pulling the levers. If they're not, you know, controlling the narratives, they lose control.
That's right. And that is what scares them more than anything.
And then the ability to front kick you off.
Propaganda. Now, you give them a good, now, I don't know what's going on there. I mean, we have to sit down and talk because, I mean, Ohio is a very lucrative state. A lot of power in the political world as well. So you know Buckeye State, you know Ohio State football. You got everything going on up there. Keep me in loop. I'm gonna get the show now to another level, y'all. We're about to get higher. We need to let y'all know that it ain't over yet. Now, the guns. Let's go with the guns, y'all. You just heard people say on this program. I'm going to let you go in a minute. People say on this program that y'all got gun buybacks in your own areas. I don't know what's going on everywhere, but if you are having that, you better ask yourself, who's sponsoring this gun buyback? Go ahead, Brother St. Louis. Go ahead.
One of our traditions in North Carolina, you know, the Buckeye is a good luck charm.
There you go.
The Buckeye. So... That's some old Indian tradition.
You wouldn't name your college after the Buckeyes. So obviously, vindication. Because everybody should notice that these Native Americans. I told y'all, Brother West gave us some info about the Native American Party. That's a very true party. They hold on to a lot of strange beliefs. But George Wilkes Booth was of that party who killed Lincoln. And you just need to learn how to keep looking. And everything somebody give you, don't take it at face value, everybody. Even what I tell you, prove me wrong. I love for you to say I'm a liar. That'll be interesting, and we'll see how that will work out. But I just want to see if y'all can see that you got to be around people who want to at least talk to you about even yourself, whatever, because your sign. Now, I'm going to tell y'all astrology. We getting ready to go into the astrology part now. It's about to get deep. The five alignments ain't done yet, everybody. It's still going on. Whatever your sign that you, if you ain't an astrology person who don't believe in your horoscope or don't look at what you was born in, hey, don't worry about it because I'm in the number 8. I'm the serpent eating his tail. So, I mean, I'm infinity. That's why the car infinity is so lucrative today. Infinity. See, October is not 10. And if you believe it's 10, well, you're an idiot. What can I tell you? I can't blame the word they gave you from France. You're an idiot. That's why April Fool's proves. But Todd Seeker told you in his own calendar, which was a good calendar. I'm going to tell you, I was a good calendar. I don't know why people don't produce. He should have got a lot of people in Boston, the way I look at it. Because if you're in Boston, I mean, they worshiping Bobby Brown. He got another documentary. Yeah, I don't seem to have a problem with New Edition being seen every day. I mean, you know, people that tell the truth. You know, y'all be the judge of that. I mean, if Clive Davis killed my wife and kids, I don't even know what to say. But that's how I look at it. He don't have to look at it because he's a free man. But let's get deep, y'all. Y'all can play with me today. I got the gun laws right here. Let's go with the gun laws. Brother Charles, you don't brought gun laws up. I'm just going to go with Florida for. Let me go with Louisiana, who killing everybody, killing all their family members in black. Louisiana, 1806, complete gun laws of self-defense ban for slaves. Black Code, Chapter 33, Section 19, Law of Louisiana, 150. Arms provide the slaves to be denied of firearms and all other weapons. Let me keep it going further. South Carolina in the same boat. All you in Florida, right there with them. A free. See, y'all told me it was a free slave state. I almost believed y'all. So I said, damn, these gun laws. Don't sound like we are a free slave state. 1825. Slaves, free black homes, search for homes for confiscation. The Act of Government Patrol, 1825, Act of Florida, Statutes 52, 55, Section 8, provided by the White Citizens Patrol. White Citizens Patrol shall enter into all Negro homes. Now, that ain't pretty much gone without, I mean, it's on broadened. Now, let me go with my own, let me go to Georgia, because I've been in 1833. I'm going with the numbers. 18, race-based total gun ban. Total gun ban. Declared it shall not be lawful for any free person of color in this state to own or use a carry of firearms of any description whatsoever. So now you wonder why they're killing you? I think you better ask Stacey fucking Abrams, Georgia, what's going on since y'all love her ass. Let me go back to Florida because I want to leave Florida out of shit. This will be free area. This will be free reign. 1847. Slaves, free black homes, search for guns, confiscation. January 6, 1847. Let me go up into, let me go a couple hundred feet. See, y'all into that 400 year shit, which is a witchcraft number. Let me go further. See, y'all don't think witchcraft worked. They said they was killing witchcraft. Oh, here we go. Here we go. I got to the part I wanted to be at. See, I see. See, only facts matters on here, so you won't be able to dispute me at all. I love it. Following the historic events, including the context of the passage of the Gun Law Act, if I was just born, I'm only 5 years old. Look what I got to come into this, some shit with. Some shit I ain't have nothing to do with. 1954, Supreme Court held a racial segregation of school violence, 14th Amendment. School violence already happening in 1954. So what the fuck y'all talking about? 1955, bus segregation is unconstitutional. You interrupted me while I'm talking about the code, so give me a minute. Alabama bus segregation orders held unconstitutional. They had protests. You ain't talking about gun laws then. 1956, massive restraint on Supreme Court desegregation ruling called the 101 Southern Congressman. So all this is bullshit y'all talking. Now, go ahead, Wes.
You said something about witchcraft, man. The bishop said the number one place where all the witches at is Baltimore, man. Okay.
Buck,
why you think with Jada Pinkett and Monique, man?
That's where
they from.
You heard it in the video. The man said Baltimore Morris thing. He said, oh, my goodness.
Every time y'all use that word solution, what y'all talking about? When y'all say solution, fucking damn the brew what the witches make that when you drink it, that's a solution. Every time y'all use that word solution,
I'm gonna tell you something. I watch a lot. Stay with me. I watch Wagon Train before I see and they had this chick on Wagon Train yesterday with Clint Eastwood playing it, whatever the hell that is. Clint Eastwood played it as a young. And the chick was killing people with arsenic. She killed all the Delawares first. She was
mad. Oh, you talking about Rawhide?
Rawhide. I watched that the other day. Dude, it was so good. But every time I watch something, it'd be like unbelievable. It go along with what I've been talking about. It say the chick wanted to kill the Delawares and then because they sent her over and her husband as a missionary, and she wanted to love her husband more than he loved the missionary. So she started killing the Native Americans with arsenic. And was declared a witch.
Yep.
But they didn't want to call her a witch. They didn't want to call her a witch. What they did was they got the army to come get her from Rawhide, and Clint Eastwood was falling. They made Clint Eastwood fall in love with her because he made her think somebody believed her, and she was so happy. She was willing to give him sex in that movie. She said, I'm young as you.
I saw that same episode last month. I know exactly what you talking about.
That chick said, you know what she said? She was real smooth. She said, I'm the same age as you, but I still, and he said, what do you mean? They stopped it because they couldn't show sex back in them days, but in reality, she was ready to fuck the shit out of his ass because she wanted to kill the Native American. And one of the Native Americans came back and used the Bible against her. He said, eye for eye. He said, the man said, are you a Delaware chief? He said, ain't no more Delaware chiefs. They said, all the Delawares, it's a Texas. Man, I'm telling y'all got to be crazy in a way, you Native American people who claim to be Native American. It almost scares me.
I got another throwback for you. This is a true story. I was watching The $6 Million Man last night, and this was the part two episode of The Sasquatch. Now, I guess it took me over 47 years to understand what they were talking about. The Sasquatch was actually bionic. And
check that out.
The aliens that created him had been on this planet for over 200 to 300 years, but nobody could see them.
Now, I'm going to tell you something. I'm going to go back. I'm glad you bring me to this era, man. I got home late last night after being at the great party we had up here in South Florida day for. I got home. Kolchak was on, the Night Stalker. It was an electronic robot that this chick created. That gave it feelings. This doing Kolchak now gave it feelings, everything. They had to shoot. The army had to come and shoot the thing. because it was busting through walls and shit, and it was reading. Now, I'm going to tell you something that made me think about the Inquisition today. When this robot went to go get philosophy because he couldn't get it because they couldn't program it to fly, he got Thomas Aquinas philosophy from the Jesuits. I'm not making this up. This was on Kojak last night about 2:30 when I got home on MeTV. I said, damn, I'm glad I watched that shit. I wasn't sleepy yet. Let's get it on. Now, I'm going to tell y'all right now, I ain't got time to play. Many of you love to lie to yourself. I don't know why you love to lie to yourself. I do not know. But if you keep lying to yourself that you know shit ain't right, you may not be prepared for a devastation. You better wake up quickly. Because the devastation is not done without random thinking by the elites. They know what area need to be hit. So whatever money game y'all got going on and that y'all seem to be scared of what's happening, if they burn up a bunch of chicken places in Georgia and y'all ain't paying attention, you deserve what you're going to get. Plain and simple. Ain't no need to play sorry for your ass. If you that dumb to watch your chicken poultry, millions of millions, about 2 million were killed in Georgia. If y'all that dumb, hey, what you want me to tell you? You want to watch Love of Hip Hop or you want to watch Eat Chicken Wings? You be the boss of that one. That's on y'all.
Hey, drive on.
Go ahead.
Out here this way, you know, the chicken place out here is ran by the penitentiary. All the people in the penitentiary work at the chicken place.
Check that out. Free labor. Free labor that they still using from the so-called Islamic law that y'all don't want to talk about. That's why we in this predicament. Can't talk about you so one-sided, you can't see two sides to every story. Now, how they got jizzy law that you heard Muhammad had put the whole so-called Jews under, and they in every black neighborhood practicing it. That's something that y'all got to wake up to. So that's on y'all. But guess what? Your guns, if you dumb enough to let our people that you claim you love, I got pictures I put up. You see the pictures of our people I put up today showing that we had weapons way back then, and all you could do is be whining bitches and want to kill yourself, then you're going
to
deserve
it. Hey, drop on. We don't even have to go back that far. You could just go with our parents. It wasn't, children weren't getting killed because of them rifles and guns. They weren't killing each other. It was a gun by the door. Everybody house back then.
Everybody had guns.
My mama tell you right now, like, yeah, we grew up with guns. But what's wrong with today? What's wrong with today?
No, today, y'all under psychotropic judgment. Now, I'm going to tell you, I'm going to play this for all who don't know the law. I'm going to play this right now. Who all don't know the law, you need to wake up, get out the church, ask the preacher. I see the preacher. I play drums for preachers. Everybody know I ain't lying. I play drums for so long. Still beloved. The preachers was carrying guns. One preacher came from Texas, had a gun while he preached. Ain't nobody know I'm lying because I know it's a fact. They know I'm telling the truth. So don't tell anybody no preacher with no guns. I bet you Joe Osteen got a weaponry. You see some goddamn abortions came up, took their clothes off, got naked.
The Genesis Gun Control was designed to keep guns out of the hands of black people. The last thing that they want to do is to prop up a message that demonstrates to the very people that they rely on to gain their power is the idea that we utilize the very thing they're trying to ban to gain our freedom or to protect our families back during a time period where we needed them the most.
I think Negroes should, in areas where the police, whether it be federal, state, or city, have proven their inability or their unwillingness to defend Negroes, the lives and the property of Negroes, then it's only intelligent and it's only right that Negroes protect themselves, and I have encouraged them to buy a rifle and a shotgun, which according to the Constitution is legal.
A little word association. Gun control. What comes to mind? School shootings? Assault weapon ban? Background checks? The word racism probably doesn't.
Following the rise of slave rebellion, there was paranoia in the part of white settlers that there could be a violent rebellion. As a result of this growing fear, series of laws passed restricting slaves from owning guns. These laws were known as sleep codes.
I can run down a laundry list of freedom fighters that used guns to literally kill slave masters or to kill KKK members. But because it's so removed from our history, a lot of people just don't know about it anymore.
After emancipation, several southern states adopted black codes, which barred freed slaves from having guns on the basis that blacks were not citizens and therefore could not bear arms.
Gun control was started in Virginia to make sure that melanated beings did not have the means to protect themselves. That's what happened. It's not like me making it up. That's like stats. That's like history. During the Great Migration after, you know, the Civil War, where lots of melanated people looking for different opportunities and work, they galvanized, and even after that, to, you know, in the industrial age, to urban centers like Detroit, like Atlanta, like Philadelphia. There's big pockets of melanated beings in these bigger cities. And that's where the racist gun control followed.
As civil rights and desegregation was underway, the Ku Klux Klan gained traction with an agenda to intimidate the blacks and regain control of the South.
In a few short months, 5 murders, 13 alleged members of the Ku Klux Klan said to be involved in the killings.
When such an order as this moves in and takes over the police power, you are completely at their mercy.
The Klan used to ride through small towns of Jonesboro, and it was only when the folks in those towns shot at the Klan that those night raids stopped. A lot of blacks in the South saw that one way of pushing back against racism is to be armed.
Civil rights movement was backed by arms because they understood the need for it, because in such a small setting, especially when you restrict it, you understand the need for systems of checks and balances and to check somebody that's trying to stop your growth.
So the last thing that they want to do is to prop up a message that demonstrates to the very people that they rely on to gain their power is the idea that we utilize the very thing they're trying to ban to gain our freedom or to protect our families back during a time period where we needed them the most.
Post-civil rights era, Democratic-led cities enacted targeted gun control policies in black communities. As early as 2010, it took a black man, Otis McDonald, suing the city of Chicago to overturn its 28-year-old handgun ban.
Gun owners and activists are celebrating a historic victory in the right to keep and bear arms. A 5-4 decision of the Supreme Court, which overturned a Chicago handgun ban and extended Second Amendment rights to all 50 states and all the cities and towns in them.
Law-abiding citizens like myself is being victimized by saying that you can't have a handgun in your own home. Why? Tell me what I can't have in my own home. I'm not out here robbing nobody.
When blanket gun bans are enforced, law-abiding citizens are left defenseless to criminals. One of the most defenseless groups in the community are single mothers.
Shooters shoot who they want to shoot. That's what they do. They shot 2 mothers on a site where mothers come every day to feel safe.
Firearms defend the things that you value and love. And if tyrants, whether they are tyrants in your neighborhood or tyrants in the law enforcement community or tyrants in political spaces that don't want to respect your right to exist, you have every fucking right to defend life. I am going to make it home to my family, period.
Gun control laws have historically been stricter in urban communities, just as crime prevention policies such as Bloomberg's Stop and Frisk.
It gave police authority to detain people suspected of committing a crime and searching them for weapons.
They live amongst themselves with their bodyguards or their security guards who actually carry guns to protect them.
Every time somebody presents a new bill, Joe Biden, 1990, you know, Clinton crime bills, makes it a law, gun-free zones, 90% of the mass shootings in them same zones.
So I don't want to ask, what made them do this? They must be taken off the street, born out of wedlock, without parents, without supervision, without any structure, without any conscience developing.
And Madam President, we have predators on our streets.
I think what it is them trying to gain more control by providing a solution that would require more of that solution.
You don't walk in my shoes. Our lives are not the same. We don't live in the same neighborhoods. We don't interact with the same people. My past experiences are not your past experiences. I would pray that the negative experiences that I've had do not become your experiences. But sometimes you should step back and see things from another perspective, because it could...
Another perspective, everybody. Now, that was Joe Biden.
Let me speak on Illinois with the permits when you get done, bro.
Got you now. But Joe Biden was in that. You heard him. He said they come from... And y'all voted for this dude? Think about what y'all did to yourselves. And the brother asked, do we need to be mask murdered? I don't know. Any group that could be this dumb and have somebody tell you, y'all come from unwed parents and we're going to put gun laws in for y'all. Boy, that's some scary shit. Go ahead, brother. Wow.
Okay.
Chicago, people, yes. Let me hear from you.
Right. People here, like I said, people here, regardless of what we say today, tomorrow, people still going to vote for Biden. Here,
wow.
Guarantee it. So,
that's amazing.
Hey, it's real.
No, it is.
Okay,
as far as
Illinois and Chicago is concerned, regardless of what the people said on that tape said, we're talking about we got to distinguish the difference between state, federal, and constitutional law. Here in Illinois, as a state, okay, number one, is a state permit required to purchase a long gun and a handgun? Yes, for both. Number two, do you need a permit for a long gun and a handgun? Yes. Number three, firearm registration. No. But number four, license required for conceal and carry, not applicable for a long gun, but applicable for a handgun. If you don't have those permits in the concealed carry, regardless of law, your ass is getting charged with a felony and you're getting locked up.
Now, he actually won for all the states. That's amazing. Is he well known there? Because I would never have known until I heard this at all, really. That was the case can. That's why I love real law. So how's he perceived? Because he did a great thing.
But see, just like for example, what happened. Remember, we was talking about the police officer here that got carjacked in the Sand Club parking lot. She just charged a fire weapon. Now she's getting ready. They arrested her. She's getting ready to lose her job. So it's one of those things where. They keep saying that you have the right to protect yourself, but on the state and city and county level, that's not true because the laws, it's almost like the laws contradict themselves.
Well, that one there, that guy won. I'm going to get you, I got St. Louis next. That one there, I mean, he said, why should I have them come into my house and say what I can't have and I'm not committing a law, which seems to be the key that they wanted to make sure that blacks did not have handguns because a long gun, like you said, which is a shotgun, has to be in a trench coat in some states. That's how it works. I don't know about y'all state.
Mm-hmm.
This state,
right?
As long
state
as ain't,
is different.
Yeah, as long as it ain't seen, you might be able to get away with wearing a shotgun in your arm in certain cases.
Omar from The Wire.
Yeah.
go ahead, see this what happened, right? See, back in a critical time in our history that brings us up into this time, which was the late 50s, 60s. See, that's when they was disrupting the household. See, they had to get the man out the household and get the woman depending on the state because
right.
The gun rights, our fathers was able to teach us because we come from some good homes back in those days. You know,
right.
It was a lot of respect.
Yeah.
People
that's
weren't
right.
Flying off
that's
the
right.
handle, killing nobody
that's
and,
right.
you know,
right.
doing stuff like that. So they... almost like they knew the time was going to be because, like they say, we like roaches. We don't die. We multiply. See, they lied and said that we come from somewhere else and the original man of this land is no more.
Right.
They beat
yeah.
us out. They got it out of our mind. And see, if we
that's
just
a
look,
good concept. They got it out of our minds. Yeah. And now let's go with that because I'm seeing it. You seeing it. Other people saying the same thing. I'm seeing all kind of podcasts from different groups sending me. I say, yeah, I'm not disagreeing with none of them. I mean, right now, everybody area is under siege based on what y'all perceive as your own weaponization of your mind. Because, again, some of us, granted, may be able to pay for gas, may be able to keep. There's other people who can't do it, And then some of the people who can't do it, they're connected to you, so they look for you to help. So this is like a connection. That's why it's called job. Okay, no matter how you think you're escaping, somebody in your bloodline is not escaping, and they need help. They're going to need you. So you, whatever you are, forever your family or bloodline, is how this is going to be perceived. So let's look at it like this right now.
Hey.
Are we hey, happy bro. With gas? Are we happy with gas, everybody? Is that just a no, yes?
Yeah.
Okay, there you go.
Hey, check this out, y'all. I see one town where the police say gas so high, you call 911. We ain't got no gas to come save your ass. Okay? This is what the sheriff
yep,
said.
I saw that.
Town.
True story.
Oh, God. Hold on, man. Hold on. Say that. Hold on. Now, you know what I love, y'all. Now, if you don't laugh on this one, that is like a comedian. So you say that I can't come. So now they want to take your guns, and the person who killed you got a gun. Now, how does that work? How's that work, everybody?
We implode on ourselves. See, they make us implode on ourselves
like
by not paying
word.
Attention. See, it takes
implode.
For the common person to make rules because the woman, for one, she starts family. She nurtured a child. What? She don't sit there and say, motherfucker, you going to be this? You going to be fucked up? I'm going to make sure you go kill all these people in this country.
Now, I'm going to say this to all y'all. Now, y'all been watching. Y'all are a astute group on this program. That's why Dry Bones is such a magnificent magic word. If you notice, though, in the past 8 years now, we let the shit sound like that I never would hear about eating the babies. I would never hear a political group say we're going to eat humans. I've heard it. I've heard people say we turning our young kids into drag queens. It's a show turning young kids into drag queens. I would never have thought I'd see that when I was a kid or watching TV. And the worst I heard was Captain Kangaroo.
Doing Pride Month.
Right. We didn't know that... that my man was gay, Mr. Rogers was gay. I mean, he looked gay to me. I never liked Mr. Rogers. He was just too over the top for me. I was just like Captain Kangaroo.
All the dude Willie D. Or Billy D. Williams. We didn't know he was evil.
Yeah, we didn't know. We don't be knowing. We don't be knowing, and we don't be looking
oh,
for
Oh, he came
we
out and said he's non-binary.
Yeah. He's non-binary.
And the
so
Kardashian
I'm going to tell
the
people.
The Kardashian daddy. He was the epitome of sport, but he said all his life he wanted to be a woman. So he came out.
Yeah.
So this stuff is old. It's old news.
Old news. Now, my thing about this is that we take it. Now, he running for Caitlyn, because I tell everybody I'm a heterosexual lesbian. So I'm covered. That's my new car. They asked me I'm going to put other and see if I get a bonus. But all I can tell y'all is this shit is unheard of. No one ever would tell me in high school I would be competing for a dude telling me now he a woman. I mean, we do gays in school.
Hey,
no,
we got a female man here say she got the biggest dick in Chicago.
Right. Now, I mean, I even could go with that if she was doing some good shit. She doing some badass shit. See, my thing is, that's why I tell you, the Martin Luther King thing, I don't, even with all the shit I say about him being part of the program, it still says some of his speech had some, you know, even though it was plagiarized by this other guy, but never mind. All I can say is, he did say the content. Now, you have to say, all y'all out there, other ethnic groups, I'm going to speak for myself. I can't speak. Other ethnic groups have been very nice to me. I mean, sometimes I've been surprised. That all of, and I got to get out of the thinking everybody is going to be the same. They're not. Even if you get a group, that even if I go to a Quaker place, I'm thinking I can't stand it. They're the crackers. They're the original crackers. The Quakers. I say, damn. Now, what the Quaker have treated me very nice when I got stopped in a few places. I've never seen any problem. I could actually say that. Now, some people say they got the mafia. They probably do got a Quaker mafia. But I look at these people. I said, well, let me look how they live. Now, you know, these cats be having, they don't practice monogamy. They practice polygamy. Now, I'm kind of confused about women, period, now. Because I'm thinking, here's a religious group practicing polygamy. I mean, got a show with 18 wives and shit and got a family of 85 and shit. You'd be like, well, goddamn. But then I said, wait a minute, is that not a Bible story? Ain't that a Bible story, y'all? Truth, be truthful. No, y'all be truthful. The God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, Lot was going to have sex. He would have fucked his own daughters if he wasn't drunk. Now, this is your own stories now. Now, if you can't tell me I can read that, that ain't horrific and horrifying to read that. And so I got in like, damn, we actually talking about fucking daughters and shit. And then I find out Solomon is Will Chamberlain. Solomon, Will Chamberlain. Shit. Think about it. Will Chamberlain was 50 a week. 50 a week. How you fuck 50 a week? So all I can say
is he was mowing them down.
All I can say is we have to realize some of the things we're reading ain't all bullshit. Because, I mean, we just take it as that because we have not got clear understanding. These stories in that Bible is your whole history. You just don't know it is. Everything I can find, all the Native American shit in there, all that's in there. You gave up your right to the art of Sarah. You didn't even know it. You read the book, yeah, Sarah, give her rights. Through what? A plagiary of Esau pretending to be somebody else. Now, this ain't your own book.
Hey, Dry Bones, I got one thing to say. You know what I learned from being in the streets and stuff? A black male with no criminal history, they are the most important person to the system. That's why it's a big push to get them into the system because you have what you having your rights. You've never been a criminal. You got all the rights to do whatever the fuck you want to do, just like everybody else. So that's why they disrupted the household first, started in the 60s to get the male out the house because we had all our gun rights because our daddy had that thumper back in the days. He had that thumper. My daddy ain't never been in trouble. Look, he ain't never been in trouble. Like me.
What if you get out of trouble? Let me ask you, because you see, now, everybody should have been a little bit in trouble. If you're able to get out of it, then you still ain't got no problem, because you can still get guns. I can get guns right now. I don't see why people could say, if I've been to jail and I've become out of it and innocent and adjudicated, the key word is adjudicated. They want to use that word for y'all, adjudicated. If you get adjudicated, that means neither nor. That's really a clean slate. Ain't that what that is? Hello?
Yeah.
Ain't that adjudicated?
Yeah, clean
right.
Slate.
So,
yeah.
Right, but the problem is now, let's go there. Let's go there. The problem is, because I've been in jail, of course, a few times. And now, all it is, basically, if you ain't got no lawyer, this is where the fear come in, everybody. They want to give you this fucking lawyer. Now, if you don't know no signs and symbols and how to talk to this motherfucker, you're going to get fucked. Plain and simple. I'm telling you straight up. That's where they don't teach you court. Court is a fucking game. It's a money. That judge is a bank. You trying to get the less of the money given to the bank. So whatever the bank got, if you could take, if you ain't got no lawyer. Now, if you got a lawyer, they could be fucked up too. Because they be knowing each other. It's a game. They know each other. Now, if they ain't got nothing.
Watch Perry Mason.
Right. Even if you're a felon. If you get a felony charge, it could be beaten. Believe me. It could be beaten unless you kill somebody and they live. You finish them. Because you pretty much can't prove. Because he's going to be able to talk. That's what they tell you if you get into some stupid shit. They would tell you, be like, and you almost be like, this shit is like the Twilight Zone. A man just told me if I would have killed them, I'm better off. Now, how does that sound to a person who ain't trying to kill nobody? You understand where I'm coming from? I don't want to kill nobody. Come on, y'all got to start thinking about what they telling us.
Back in the day, they popped you in your ass and then let you learn from that. Back in the day, they want to shoot you right in your head. They're popping in your ass, say, see, I shot him. Get him up off me. I ain't want to shoot him.
But nowadays, it's straight because never nobody had no control. It was no control in the household. It was, you know, nobody got that volley of conversion back and forth, even if it did get intense. I remember back in the days, I seen some of them OGs fight, the whole families fight. And then at the end, they'd be shaking hands like, see, we had to do that. You know what I'm saying?
Well,
I'm going to say this.
Family does have, this is where I'm at with this. Everybody should know your family. If you got whatever family, your family, somebody will call the police on your family. The police should only do two things. If the family, both parties say, we cool, then thank you for coming and leave us alone. It's the cop that wants to get all into your shit. Like, oh, well, see, that's the problem. See, we let the cops, without knowing our rights about with them, they could come because if you call them, it's not the cops like you think. Like, they're supposed to be, friendly duty on patrol. What's the constables on patrol? Cops mean constable on patrol. That's what the word cop supposed to mean. So these constables on patrol, they're supposed to be neighborhood friendly, supposedly. Now, you call them under the hiding that y'all let OJ. See, OJ, I don't know if y'all remember this, but OJ fucked it up for us. Well, OJ got that shit. Man, they went berserk on people down here. If a woman called the police on your ass, you getting it. I don't know if y'all remember that shit or not, but OJ did a number on got that shit done. Think about it. Janet Reno here in Florida.
Yeah, you right, man. You right, bro.
Went berserk. You pay child support. You was going to jail.
That was part of the agenda from the 60s, I don't need no man.
I don't need them right. You were absolutely right. I'm just magnifying to how you take it from the good time days when James Evans was on the channel. And you know, James Evans did not like good time because he did not like being portrayed like that. I got to see that because, of course, as you live, you learn. They teach you what they did not know later on. That's why these documentaries about their lives is interesting because now they're actually saying to you what you were saying. They find out later on that what you've been saying about them is actually the truth. You knew that was a
Norman Lear.
Yeah, you knew it. Norman Lear made these shows, great shows, on bigotry, black supremacy with the Jeffersons.
All in the Family.
Bigotry with All in the Family. That was the key. All in the Family sprung off Maude, Jeffersons. They did a lot of spring offs from their show. And it, you know, it's what it was. But my thing with that was, it showed our thinking even to this day. Because right now, all the shows is nothing but hyper extensions of old shows. It's nothing new. Nothing new under the sun, y'all. Nothing new.
Didn't you just say that it was a connection between the so-called Jew and the so-called black person?
Right.
Always connection. They did business together because guess why? Because the nigga was always there. He the one had to create that hidden hand, so you throw all these other looking people out here
to say
it ain't black on black.
Let's go with that. I'm glad.
NWA and Jerry Heller.
Yeah. Hidden hand is a very deep concept because you know what? You know that Eazy-E, you just mentioned Jerry Heller. I watched the documentary. Michelle A was just down here with her crazy ass. I like to tell people is Jerry Heller, he had to connect with one of the black folks. Let's just use that phrase. It was Eazy-E. Now, just like I've been watching that, it makes me kind of hate sometimes the music people, even though I love music. And it's like, why would you want to undercut your band members and when y'all could make a group that's big? Because something's in between that. It's like the crypto thing. It's like, y'all always talk about crypto, but guess what? Who the crypto hand is? It's called the crypto. I told you, crypto was a deep word. And it said to you, I didn't have to tell you. It said they'd rather be called crypto Jews. I said, wow, why crypto Jews? But that was just no-brainer right there. Why not the Moranos? Because the Moranos will lead you back to the hidden hand. Just like y'all been saying. That's what it said. So ask yourself this question. If it's the hidden hand, who, the black boule is the first. That's the first we look at. Brother Campbell, you read that. And you go ahead, brother. I'm going to let you go, brother G. You go right next. But the hidden hand idea, go ahead. What you going to say? Go ahead. Go ahead. Brother G. Go.
Hey, what's up? Well, you know, the Black Murano story, it came about even when you look in the John Wick movie. All his series, they told you who the Black Hand was, which was the Black Nobility, which was the elite, and then the Boule was established, and then as we see in our different organizations, even down the line, and some other things, it's there. There was the Black Nobility. Like I say, all hail the Queen, but then when we look at it and we look at how this Turtle Island was split up, all them were brothers, sisters, cousins, and third cousin, whatever, removed, but they were still the family. You understand? It was still like how they say,
fight like St. Louis.
So as we know, all of them are still family, like how they call the monarchy, the so-called, they call it the firm. They saying it bigger than the firm.
Now we just had the 75th, I think the Jubilee, her Jubilee, I don't know, 70, but 70, 70, 70, 70, 70, yeah. 70 Jubilee. Now, yeah. Brother West sent me some. I don't know if he sends all y'all.
Purple.
No. She was a hologram.
Purple and silver.
She
was a hologram.
She was a hologram. She was not in the carriage. That brother sent me that shit.
What?
I seen that. She was a hologram. Am I making this up, everybody? Brother G,
nope.
You said you seen it. A hologram. She was not in that carriage. She was not in that carriage. Now talk to us, somebody.
Hey, Dry Bones, you remember on a lot of them pirate movies, who was the main pirate always trying to bring back his wife? When they always trying to find a cure for their wife's sickness? A lot
Captain
of those
Kidd.
Pirate stories.
Captain Kidd.
Yeah,
Captain
pretty
Kidd.
Much all
yeah.
of them. It was a
yeah.
love story.
Yeah.
It was always
because,
was a love story.
Remember now, the pirates, I have to play it again. I can't do nothing now. The board dead. But the pirates brought the diseases in. They were actually, the Red Cross, what you want to call the Red Cross today, was bringing in diseases on purpose. They knew, and this is their own scientists, because remember, they brought the people back. That's what I keep telling y'all. Somebody else, that's why my man said on the documentary, he say, we leaving out the white people's slavery. If you just look at their slavery, and I heard that back in the day, Dr. Ben said, you look at your enemy's history, you'll find yourself.
Yeah.
He said that. I mean, I'm not that bright, and I can still remember that one. I mean, like, oh, come on now. When I got to the point where I followed what he said, I said, damn. That shit ain't making sense how we ain't in power. We power for thousands of years compared to 400. That ain't making no sense to me. And like Johnny Crocker said, if it don't fit, you must have quit. That
you
shit
must
is
have quit.
That history we got must be acquitted. The history we learned in school must be acquitted. Homeschooling has been given to you now. Any teachers who don't take advantage of homeschooling, I can't even speak for it. You know, that's your own. You can make a killing right now. You can make a killing right now, teachers, because they need you more than more, because the schools are scared to send their kids to school because of what's going on. So homeschooling is now being almost forced mandatory. Who better to listen to people who are successful in doing it? I don't get it, but that's on y'all. But obviously, it makes sense to say that any teacher with a degree, best to realize you become your own academy. If you get about 3 to 4 teachers with you, you become your own academy, and you can teach the kids virtually, because you are allowing the schools without proper security to be any type of prey, because the purge is here. The purge is here. You can deny the purge if you want to, but that's on you. Anytime a group is telling people, you know, go ahead, I'm going to let you next. Take the guns back. Y'all just heard from your own podcast today by y'all that they asking people to bring their guns back. Father Flaggery of Chicago, who hangs with Louis Farrakhan. That's amazing. Go ahead. That's amazing.
I was just going to say, like, here, they was canceling graduation parties and graduations and prom graduations because, now everybody's scared. Now somebody going to come with a gun and shoot up the whole damn party in the ceremony.
That is actually a good concept. That is actually being spoken about. I don't know if it's propagandized to keep us in fear, because remember, once you do a shooting, a remnant shooting, remember, the Bible says remnant. Remnant can be used good for good and evil. It's a spell word. So
right.
If you get one person.
That could cause a domino effect also.
It causes a domino effect. I ain't got to tell y'all. That's what the remnant means. It can be good or evil, depending on who is implemented. So, okay, so now we got it. Makes sense to me what you just said. So we got the remnant of doing evil, got everybody scared, because there's absolutely facts. People are nervous, but we have had scatters of black folks shooting each other because grandma got killed in New Orleans. I think another woman got killed, a child got shot in the leg in Chicago. So we creating this
scenario. That's every day up here.
Right. Every day, everywhere. It's everywhere. So the problem is the propaganda is being placed on us to hate the white folks the most based on this being, I told Buffalo, I'll say it again, Buffalo, the movie The Purge was filmed there. The premise of that, the government did not get black. Did you know the premise? Think about it. The whole premise was the blacks did not participate like they wanted them to. So the psychologist was recognizing that the blacks are not actually violent prone like we wanted them to be.
Did you see the last purge, though, where the people in America actually left and went over to Mexico?
Right. Now, think about it. That's what I'm saying. It's getting to the point. Now, you heard the thing which I put today. I want y'all to listen to these programs so I can take the other programs. Why ain't we telling the other programs, well, how the hell did these crypto Jews be in the same country, Venezuela, Mexico? It named Mexico. Now, y'all got to, come on, Cortez. They killed the indigenous here. I'm trying to figure out how can we forget this type of shit. Now, y'all got to talk to me right now. How are you going to forget what the conquistadors, Ricardo Montalban, how y'all forgot that? Think about
how you going to have a vice president of lineages from India and she's an AKA and a black sorority?
Black sorority, but she's from India. And her dad's from Jamaica. Now here's the thing. See, she could have had a reggae concert. Got third world, still Pulse. Ziggy, we could have had everybody. Lady Saw, shit, Yellow Man, I mean, Barrett Hammond, I can go on and on.